today.
These three suspects already in custody in England on other charges. 15 Wall Street specialists facing criminal and civil charges for allegedly trying to cheat the market and their customers. The specialists manage trades on the floor of the stock exchange. Citing safety concerns, an FDA advisory panel is recommending against allowing a company to resume marketing of silicone gel breast implants. CNN Radio's Christy Feig has the story.
The vote against returning the implants to the market was a surprise. The committee's biggest concern was over the long-term safety of these implants. The company, Inamed Corporation, had only followed women for about 3 years. And while the committee agreed breast implants couldn't be expected to last a lifetime, they believed women needed evidence to determine how likely they are to at least last 10 years. Christy Feig, CNN Radio, Washington.
Fears of a possible pandemic are prompting the destruction of a deadly flu strain. World health officials are asking scientists all over the world to destroy any samples they have as a safety precaution. If a lab worker were to get that flu, they say it could set off a global epidemic. You're going to want to log onto the Microsoft website soon if you have a computer. The software giant warning tonight of several security flaws that could allow someone else to take control of your computer system. Microsoft rates the flaw as critical, the company's most serious threat level. This is CNN Radio News.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something. Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Hello, you're on the air with the insurance doctor.
Well, I've been getting car insurance quotes calling over and over.
And this is becoming compulsive? Obsessive?
No, it's just taking too long.
You know, with one quick call to Progressive Direct, you get their rate and, in most cases, the rates of their top competitors, so you can make a smart decision faster.
Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Think easier. Think Progressive. Progressive Halcyon Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
In the Michael Jackson trial today, his accuser's stepfather testified that his family was offered financial incentives if they would publicly refute a television documentary critical of the singer. CNN Radio's Ted Rollins has more.
He admitted on the stand that Jackson's associates offered a new house and a college education for the kids. He says he turned that down and asked them for more money, or for actual cash, to which he said he didn't get any response.
The accuser's mother could take the stand as early as tomorrow. In Washington, a committee vote expected this week on President Bush's nominee for United Nations Ambassador. John R. Bolton has come under fire from Democrats who point out that he's previously dismissed the UN as being irrelevant and misguided. The president visited Fort Hood, Texas today, meeting with families of soldiers killed in Iraq. Today marks the second anniversary of the fall of Baghdad. This is news from CNN Radio. 3 more days before your tax returns are due. If you already know you're not going to make it, you can request an extension. But H&R Block's Kathy Burleson says you need to make sure you understand what that extension will and won't allow you to do.
A lot of people believe that as long as they file an extension by midnight on April 15th, they can pay their balance due by August 15th and just pay the tax. That's not true. You're still going to have some penalty and interest assessed.
Some 9 million Americans are expected to request extensions this year. And finally tonight, Vatican officials say they will reopen the crypt of St. Peter's Basilica tomorrow to allow public viewing of Pope John Paul's tomb. The alcove was previously the tomb of Pope John the 23rd, but his remains were moved up into the basilica several years ago. I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
If you have a problem...
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Guess the quote. Here we go. I think it's a nutty idea to fool around with the Social Security system and run the risk of hurting the people who've been saving all their lives. It may be a new idea, but it's a dumb one.
Rob Reiner.
George H.W. Bush.
What?
Yeah, he actually said that in a response to a question from fellow presidential candidate Pete DuPont during a presidential debate. George H.W. didn't think that was such a good idea.
Stephanie Miller.
Oops.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
There's something about me you folks might not know. Nobody likes me. Maybe it's because I like to attack people. I can reduce them to weak, stammering, confused, scared imitations of their former selves for life. I am a stroke.
Recognize the symptoms of a stroke and act quickly. To learn more about stroke, call 1-888-4-STROKE or simply log on to strokeassociation.org, because time lost is brain lost. A message from Don Rickles. This public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Head up. This is the Mike Malloy Show on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Bless you for tuning into the program. We're going to have, in just a few minutes, some commentary from Negroponte's hearings today. This is a killer that will be confirmed to be the director of domestic intelligence in this country. This is a death squad man, and this is what we are doing in this country now. Also, some testimony regarding the confirmation of John Bolton, the killer who will be the United States representative at the United Nations, another incompetent halfwit who is very good with machete where it concerns lopping people's heads off, figuratively speaking. That's in his department, you see. Now, where it concerns the real world, of course, like everyone recently appointed by this Bush crime family, these people are really dangerous. The record of people like Abrams, Negroponte, Otto Reich, John Bolton, the list goes on and on. The collective record of these people reads like a bloodbath. We'll get to that a little bit later. There is an art school in Chicago, Columbia College. It used to be called Columbia College of Art. It may be called Columbia College now. We had a friend who taught there, taught English there, taught writing, creative writing. And so I was a bit surprised to see this in the Sun-Times today. The Secret Service decided to pay a visit to Columbia College's Glass Curtain Gallery. They went there because there is an exhibit. Secret Service, okay? Secret Service goes to an exhibit. Last Thursday, just before the public opening of an exhibit called Axis of Evil, The Secret History of Sin. And the Secret Service came in with their cameras and took pictures of some of the art pieces. And you know, if you go to most galleries, they'll say, no, you can't, you know, don't. Including one called Patriot Act. Now, that looks like a page of 37-cent first-class U.S. stamps, showing Bush with a revolver pointed at his head. The agents asked what the artist meant by this work. And the Secret Service agents wanted the names and phone numbers of all the artists involved, not just Michael who did this one? Was it Hernandez? I don't know. I don't know who the artist is of this one. But anyway, they wanted to hear from the exhibit's curator, Michael Hernandez also. Michael Hernandez de Luna. Within 24 hours, okay? This is all according to the director, the museum director, Carol Ann Brown. They went to Carol Ann Brown and said, we want the names of these people. We want the phone numbers of these people. We want to hear from the guy who curated this exhibit. We want everything. Ms. Brown said, they just want to make sure it isn't something more than a statement.
Oh, God. Now, this isn't the first time that the curator, Michael Hernandez, has had a brush with the feds over a fake stamp. According to the Sun-Times, in 2001, authorities said they suspected he was behind a bogus stamp that bore a black skull and crossbones and the word anthrax. It was sent through the mail during the height of the anthrax scare. You remember the anthrax scare, right? That's been solved, right? No? Hello? Anthrax. You know, the powder went to the Senate. Went. Okay, never mind. This exhibit at Columbia College, according to the paper, features 47 artists from 11 countries and depicts powerful religious and political leaders worldwide on mock postage stamps. One, called Citizen John Ashcroft, shows Ashcroft's face fashioned from images of naked bodies at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. Ooh, I'd love to see that, wouldn't you, Kathy? Damn. A Secret Service agent called the gallery again last Friday asking for contact information for the artist who did the Bush postage stamp with the gun. His name is L. Brantner, a Chicago artist who created that piece. Brantner isn't available. Ms. Brown said she referred the agent to attorneys representing all these artists. You know, this is a show made up of independent artists, not tied to the college. So how in the hell did the college have these phone numbers? But, you know, it's a typical Secret Service. We want the names! Now, a spokesman for the Secret Service, one Brandon Bridgeforth. God, I love that name. Brandon Bridgeforth. He said he couldn't go into specifics about the visit to the gallery. He said, oh, we're just doing some inquiries into the art exhibit. We're just doing some looking into it. A spokeswoman for the college itself, Mickey Leventhal, said agents were responding to citizen complaints about the artwork. Ms. Leventhal said news of the Secret Service visit was surprising and unprecedented for any art show. I don't know if she means at Columbia College or if she means period. Leventhal said, we're an art school. Our position has always been and remains, we support freedom of speech, freedom of artistic expression, and academic freedom. Hernandez, the curator, says, you know, this frightens me as an artist and curator. Now we're being watched. It's a new world. It's a Big Brother world. I think it's frightening for any artist who wants to do edgy art. Well, yeah, but this is Bush's America. You're damn right it's frightening. You bet it is. You bet it is. I sometimes wonder how long this program and Randy Rhodes will remain on the air. Hell, I wonder sometimes how long before the pressure is applied, subtly, of course, to anyone who, everyone who speaks out against this corrupt Nazi regime that we're living under. It's unbelievable. You want some more? Did you hear what happened at the Corporation for Public Broadcasting? The friends who bring you NPR and all that liberal stuff, right? Huh? They have a new leader, a new president, some guy named Ken Faree. Now, who is Ken Faree? Ken Faree was the key aide to FCC Chairman Michael Powell before he resigned on media policy. As head of the FCC's Media Bureau until March of this year, Faree delivered to Powell, as he will deliver to his new boss, the chair of Corporation for Public Broadcasting, Kenneth Tomlinson. Faree delivered whatever was required to advance ideological interests. This is a statement from the executive director of the Center for Digital Democracy, Jeff Chester. Ken Faree is now the acting president of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and that spells trouble for those who care about the fate of PBS and NPR. Faree helped engineer the commission, the FCC's 2003 rules on media ownership that swept away what little was left of restraints on the conglomerates. More importantly, Ken Faree supported policies that undermined the rights of viewers and listeners and citizens to a media system that fosters discourse, creative expression, and democracy. It goes on. The majority of the board at the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is convinced that PBS and NPR are mired in what they call objectivity and balance problems. Oh, Jesus! You know, we talked about this several months ago. Not this just happened the other day, but the rightward drift of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And remember what happened when the new head of what was it? Education, Margaret Spellings. Remember, she sent a letter to PBS. Her first act as education secretary, a letter to PBS expressing what was called, quote, strong and serious concerns, end quote, about that episode in Postcards from Buster in which the little girl introduces a cartoon bunny to her mother and her mother's lesbian partner. Remember that? Anyway, the woman who disappeared from her position. What's her name? Fox? Yeah, Fox. Kathleen Fox. She disappeared last week. Well, not literally. But this is just the latest in the case of key employees just deciding to find business someplace else. There's a right-wing litmus test that's going to come down on Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So you like Terry Gross's program? I love Terry Gross's program. It's going to be probably heavily censored. You like Morning Edition? Kiss that goodbye. What's the one in the afternoon? All Things Considered? That's going to become nothing more than a mouthpiece for the Bush crime family. Do you like this, Drew Seeger?
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. Well, there's no need to imagine, it's true. H57 Hoodia is finally available to America in its purest form. The Bushmen of Africa have been harvesting Hoodia for thousands of years to curb hunger. And all you have to do is take two pills before each meal to help reduce your hunger. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight than you ever imagined. Don't be fooled by overpriced imitators. Only H57 Hoodia has the pure Hoodia from South Africa that has been proven to work. These amazing results have been featured on 60 Minutes, CBS News, the BBC, and in newspapers around the world. Don't miss out. Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 South African Hoodia. Call toll-free 800-372-3383. That's 800-372-3383. For your unconditional money-back guarantee, call 800-372-3383 or visit myh57.com.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
British TV host Anna Richardson alleges she was libeled by the California governor and two of his campaign workers. Schwarzenegger, of course, denied it.
Come on! These charges are outrageous and false and untrue and these kinds of things. Just like the other charges. These allegations are as phony as a knackers, allegedly.
I wonder if Maria has a frying pan.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
Driving under the influence doesn't just mean alcohol. Many common prescriptions and over-the-counter medications, like some antihistamines and anti-anxiety medications, can also impair your ability to drive safely. For more, visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. "Touch means so much" wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone. For what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter Marcia, his driver Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put-together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
Listen, you're on the mic.
I like the Randy Rhoads Show because she tells it how it is.
The Mic, 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
No subliminable messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Of course, the big news is NBC's miniseries. What is it, tomorrow night, Kathy, or Thursday night on the Book of Revelation? Although they titled the series Revelations with an S on it. I'm not sure if that's the stupidity of the people who put it together or what. I have no idea. So when you have something like that that's going to hit millions of people, and then you have this art show in at Columbia College in Chicago, which is a damn fine school, by the way, being visited by Secret Service agents because of art? Ah, you bastards. Ah, you rotten bastards. I swear to God. And then the Corporation for Public Broadcast brings an anti-public interest-oriented head to run the Corporation for Public Broadcasting? We're watching it happen. Now, maybe something is going to happen to prevent this country from going totally religio-fascist. But at this point, if it's not creeping you out the way it's creeping me out, then you're obviously a right-wing, brain-dead sucker who doesn't deserve anything other than to be told what to do and when to do it and how often to do it, and then go die. Not all of us are that way. Veterans, today, Republicans destroyed an attempt by Democrats to provide about $2 billion in additional health care funding for vets. There was some voting on amendments to this emergency defense bill. Emergency Supplemental Appropriation Act for Defense, $80-some billion, because this lying thug in the White House, you see, George Bush, doesn't have the courage to submit true budget requests. So they leave out the money it takes to run these hideous wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and present them as supplementals. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Every single Republican voted no for veterans. Every single Democrat and Jim Jeffers voted yes for veterans. Do you understand that? Every single Democrat and Republican in the United States Senate voted no for money for veterans. If you're a veteran or if you're a military person, you have to be listening to this program. Why do you support politically the Bush administration? I'm not suggesting you step out of your uniform and tell them to piss off. I'm not suggesting that at all. You can go to prison for suggesting that. Why does the military support Republicans? 54 Republican senators voted to veterans, go screw yourself. Go screw yourself. You punks, we used you. You men and women that are coming back with brain damage to your heads and limbs blown off, go screw yourself. a stinking, lousy $2 billion for Veterans Affairs, for Veterans Health Care, for Veterans Help, for veterans, for veterans, for veterans. Every single filthy Republican in the United States Senate voted no. My God. I don't know. I don't know. If you're a veteran and you continue to vote Republican, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, you dummy. Tighten the noose around your neck. Tighten the noose around your family's neck. Because your service-related or service-non-related illnesses are eventually going to get you. They always do. Then what are you going to do? Where are you going to turn? Huh? You going to turn to the Republican Party for help? Every single veteran in this country and future veterans in this country today got a golden shower. Do you know what that is? That's when every Republican in the Senate urinated all over the United States military. How does it feel? A little sticky, a little wet. This is how Republicans show their support of the United States military. With their putrid rhetoric. Oh, aren't they all so quick to jump into a sea of military green and stand there, or tan, whatever the hell the color is now, or stand next to a general or a colonel or a private or a lance corporal to have their picture taken. But when the rubber hits the road, these guys unzip their flies and pee all over the United States military. How does it feel, huh, boys and girls? How does it feel?
Liberals need to take responsibility. They can't run and hide. Pissed us off, so we voted for Republicans. A form of suicide.
Republicans!
This tax week, Mother Jones Magazine reminds you who gets the big tax breaks under this administration. Corporations. In the April issue, Mother Jones brings you the behind-the-scenes story on the massive tax cut Bush didn't want you to know about. Last year, Bush quietly signed a $137 billion tax break, but it was only for corporations. This was one of the largest giveaways to industry in decades. General Electric got $1 billion in tax breaks. Four Texas companies got permission to set up offshore tax shelters and avoid taxes. Almost any company that could hire a lobbyist got some kind of kickback. Republican Senator John McCain said it was the worst example of special interest power he'd ever seen. Already corporate taxes are at their lowest in 20 years. But this administration keeps giving breaks to corporations and the wealthy. And the rest of us get stuck with a bill. Something to remember on April 15th. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Hey, how you doing, Tony?
I'm doing outstanding, Ed. I want to get right to my point because I think it's a really important one, and I'm sure you'll agree. I'm a veteran, 34 years old, former Marine Corps. served in the first Gulf War. Something really sad just happened on the Senate floor. Senator Pat Murray, a Democrat from Washington, just put up an amendment to increase veterans' health care spending by $1.9 billion. And every single Republican voted it down. To increase veterans' spending, just for health care, voted it down. I would love for you or someone, anyone, to get Pat Murray on to you know, to help her out, to help the veterans out, help us out.
Senator Ed Schultz, good to have you with us.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I got a call from a veteran who was watching the vote on the floor about veterans' benefits. What happened?
Well, we offered an amendment today to provide $1.98 billion to the supplemental to provide really critical veterans care services. We've got veterans coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan who are being told they have to wait in line. 30% of them at least are going to need mental health services for post-traumatic stress syndrome. These services aren't available. You know, I've been out in the country, and we have veterans hospitals that are literally falling apart. And the Republicans today said no, they were not going to provide additional funding for our men and women who are serving us. I just find it appalling.
Why did they vote no? What was their reasoning behind this?
They said it wasn't an emergency.
That's it.
That's it.
So these men and women that are going to be coming back with post-traumatic stress disorder, are they going to have any care at all?
Well, it depends on where they are in the country. But I can tell you that we are critically short of mental health services for our current veterans, let alone for the ones who are returning.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
You know, there's this weird mixture of self-defeatism and self-righteousness that comes in liberal packages. Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, hey, man, this is what's right, but I don't know how we're going to get it done. You know, I mean, it's like, dude, it makes so much sense, but there's just no way to, you know, facilitate it. So, I don't know. Do you want to get something to eat?
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
I'm George W. Bush, leader of the free world. I want to bomb Iraq. And when the world says no, I say, yeah, whatever. Saddam has started to meet our demands. Yeah, whatever. I talked to Colin Powell. He said,
sir, maybe we should give the inspectors more time.
I said, no, you know why?
Whatever!
And this is my United States of
whatever.
President Bush?
Hush up, don't talk to me now.
And this is my United States of
whatever.
Leave it to me. Hello.
This is Putin. Russia will veto war.
I see. Whatever!
Mr. President, North Korea's got nukes.
Oh, ding dong dong ding ding dong dong. Translation? Whatever!
I am Bin Laden. You still have not caught me.
I'm George W. You know what the W stands for? Yet.
This is my United States of
whatever.
Hi, and this is ding ding dong, ding ding dong dong.
Whatever!
I hope you got the message.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Sign up for progressive alerts. Join the open mic at themike921.com. Now, more progressive talk on the mic.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
26 before the hour. Okay, let's go to the next phase of the insanity that ricochets around this country on a daily basis now. But while they were taking this vote to destroy the safety net of veterans, and again, I don't know how you guys and gals do it. I really don't. I know there are some veterans out there who just insist that George Bush is just the nicest man and trying to save the world for democracy and so on and so forth. He just cuts your throats. Don't you all oh, to hell with it. You know, if you don't understand it, you're not gonna believe what I'm saying. So just forget about it. John Negroponte, testifying before the Senate Intelligence Committee today. All those Republicans on that committee had to leave the committee hearing, of course, and go into the Senate chambers to vote middle finger to veterans. And then they would trot back out and listen to this killer, this John Negroponte. Now, some of the most heated criticism involved Negroponte's record 20 years ago when he was the ambassador to Honduras. You remember all this. How Negroponte supported and promoted the death squads in Honduras, funded and trained by the CIA. And, of course, Negroponte, being the psychopath that he is, this is the way most killers are. I don't care if it's Jeffrey Dahmer or it doesn't make a difference who the serial killer is. Negroponte says, well, the death squads, where? Death squads? In Honduras, really? I didn't know that. Right? So Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat, asks the question. And I want you to listen as Negroponte tries to claim the conditions in Honduras improved while he was there. Here's Wyden. I've read all the reports and testimony regarding the human rights abuses in Honduras. When you compare what you said and wrote and testified then with what the CIA said and what the Inter-American Court said and what the Honduran Human Rights Commissioner said, there's a very big gap. It's almost as if you were the ambassador to a completely different country. Can you reconcile, Mr. Negroponte, what's on the record with respect to these serious human rights abuses in Honduras and what you have claimed about your tenure there?
When I got to Honduras, shortly thereafter, they were the first democratic elections that had taken place in 9 years. Honduras had a free labor movement. It had a free press. Now, were there human rights abuses? Yes. And our human rights reports, I have the 1984 report here right in front of me, they talk about those things, about disappearances, about arbitrary arrests. But I think if you look at it in the context of what was happening in Central America at the time, I think Honduras's record compared favorably with the neighboring countries, and I would submit to you that improvements occurred during the time of my tenure there.
With all due respect, Mr. Ambassador, that's simply not responsive to my question. I mean, I see a pattern, essentially, of you ducking the facts. And what troubles me is not the idea of relitigating what happened in Central America 20 years ago. Nobody wants to do that, and I don't think that's constructive. But we're making a call now about your judgment. And it looks to me like you saw things through an administration-colored lens then.
Oh, Senator Wyden. Oh, Jesus God. What does he say? What troubles me is not the idea of relitigating. When did we ever litigate, Senator? What happened in Central America 20 years ago? Nobody wants to do that, and I don't think that's constructive. What happened in Central America 20 years ago, Senator Wyden, was mass murder! And the son of a bitch who orchestrated it is sitting 20 feet from you, Senator! And you don't want to question him? Negroponte says about disappearances, about arbitrary arrests. I think if you look at what, you know, look at it in the context of what was happening in Central America at the time, I think Honduras compared favorably to those other countries. Let's change it. Let's change it just a little bit. Well, to the judge here at Nuremberg, let me just say this. All right, okay. I realize some Jews were disappearing. I realize there were some concentration camps around. But in the context of what was happening in Poland and Austria and Latvia and Lithuania and Estonia and Yugoslavia and hell, France, nothing unusual was going on in Germany! And there they sit. Now, Ron Wyden may be your favorite senator. And I realize he's a Senate liberal. But when he says nobody wants to relitigate what happened in Central America 20 years ago, and I don't think that's constructive, Senator Wyden, that's the only thing that could come out of these hearings would be constructive if you challenge this killer. If we had hearings in this country, if the American public was made aware of what happened millions of years ago in 1984... The slaughter, the butchery, the rape, the disappearances, the beatings, the torture, and the people who did it are now moving into positions of major power in the Bush crime family. And Senator Wyden, you and the rest of you want to sit there and not discuss it because it would not be constructive. And you people wonder why I have nothing to do with the Democratic Party anymore. Now, let's go to a real enabler. A jackass that sits on his well-padded hindquarters as the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, the God-fearing Mormon himself, Senator Orrin Hatch. File this in the takes one to no one category.
I welcome my old friend John Negroponte, who has served this country for more than 40 years in some of the most challenging international situations we have faced, and I'm grateful for that service. In my opinion, you've always met your missions admirably.
He was a killer!
Spent some time with you in Honduras way back when. And no question you're one of the finest public servants we've ever had. I believe you've been confirmed by the Senate 8 times.
If you confirm me this time, sir, it will be 8.
It'll be 8.
Sir.
Well, then 7 times.
Yes, sir.
Seems to me we don't even need this hearing.
Jesus. Jesus. So this killer, this destroyer of humans, this soul devourer, this cannibal, this vampire, John Negroponte, and the great God-fearing, Christ-loving Mormon, Orrin Hatch. And they have this little back and forth. No, I'm not going to call it what Limbaugh referred to today in a different context. I don't use that kind of nasty language. But there they sit. I almost have the feeling, I didn't watch the testimony, Kathy did and got this, I almost had the feeling that Orrin Hatch and John Negroponte had their hands in each other's laps while this exchange went on. It's incredible. There, right within reach of the authorities, the sheriff, the Secret Service, the cops, somebody is a killer, a mass murderer. There he sits. Ron Wyden comes back, and this is where the protester... This is where the protester pops up. Andres Thomas Contreras, a Latin American human rights activist. First Wyden, then the killer, then Contreras.
You talked earlier about interrogation, detention, and rendition, and made the point that your desire is to make sure that they comply with the Constitution, and that's admirable.
Oh,
is it
Jesus.
Your view that the United States should continue the policy of rendering suspected terrorists to countries with a long record of torture and barbaric practices, or is that a policy that you would take a fresh look at and try to bring a degree of independence to?
Confirmed 5 times, 7 times. Senator, with regard to the question of rendering detainees, here's what I'm prepared to commit to you. First, that the law will be obeyed.
Oh, no, anyway.
Second, to ensure that doing everything in my power to ensure that the organizations under my purview are obeying the law, and pushing to have any and all violators prosecuted?
That is not the truth, Mr. Negroponte. In your history in Honduras, you supported death squads.
Will the security please remove the individual from the hearing room?
Please tell the truth.
And the committee will stand in recess for about 2 minutes.
Please tell the truth, Mr. Negroponte. We need a truth commission to show the United States supports torture.
This is Air America Radio. Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Auric Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
From Air America Radio's founder, Sheldon Drovny, comes Road to Air America from Select Books. This insider's account chronicles progressive radio's rise to counter the hate politics of conservative talk. From a bold idea to the airwaves, Road to Air America Radio is a personal story of the harrowing obstacles Drovny overcame to break the right-wing stranglehold of our nation's airwaves. Bill Clinton calls it a must-read for anyone interested in a sense of balance and intelligence on the radio airwaves. Get it now at airamericaradio.com or your local bookstore.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Sometimes when you read the headlines, it can be tough to figure out just exactly what the mainstream media is saying. So as you know, we have the iNews 5000 Wi-Fi headline translator. So let's crank this baby up and feed it some headlines. New Burger King breakfast sandwich has 730 calories. Translation, plot to kill Bill Clinton exposed.
Morning's Edition.
Yay.
From 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic 92.1.
Now, we had the, of course, they brought the Swift Boat guys in, because what doesn't scream uniting dialogue than the Swift Boat veterans? That's, now they have a new scatty ad. It's the iceberg, Jim.
Some people say Social Security is not in trouble, just like some thought the Titanic was unsinkable. Once, 16 workers supported one retiree. Today, three workers do. But when younger workers retire, only two will support each retiree. Soon, Social Security will be in the red, spending more than it takes in.
Red, danger.
If nothing is done, it will go bankrupt.
Bankrupt!
President Bush wants to rescue Social Security before we hit the iceberg.
Thank you, President Bush.
Voluntary personal retirement accounts to give younger workers the choice of saving for their own retirement nest egg. No payroll tax increases.
No tax.
And no changes for those 55 or older.
But we have to move ahead with courage and honesty.
Courage.
Because our children's retirement security is more important than partisan politics.
We love you.
We have to hit the iceberg. Urge Congress to help President Bush save Social Security.
Help him. But the Titanic theme, they're very, very excited about. They're running with that. I believe we have the new ad.
Coming soon, the Titanic Social Security Crisis, starring George W. Bush and Phyllis Diller as the gullible retiree.
Stretch your arms out. Take a risk. Imagine a personal risk ownership society. Bye-bye, gullible retirees.
I'm flying.
I'm king of the world. Gotta go. Got time to invade another country. Oops.
The Titanic Social Security Crisis. Coming soon.
This is State Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster. All of us remember a teacher who profoundly affected our lives. Every year, the Herb Kohl Educational Foundation rewards 100 current public and private school teachers. The Kohl Fellowships honor Wisconsin teachers who inspire, motivate, and lead, with matching grants going to their schools. Anyone can nominate a deserving candidate. Get information at your local school during September or go to kohleducation.org to honor the heroes who teach us.
Mike, 92.1. Forward thinking, just like Madison. Now, more progressive talk from the Mike, 92.1.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Ten before the hour. All right, so you heard Ron Wyden and Negroponte, and then the protester. That's not the truth, Mr. Negroponte. In your history in Honduras, you supported death squads. Please tell the truth about human rights. We need a truth commission to show the U.S. supports torture. Now, of course, Ron Wyden said there's no need to relitigate what happened in Central America in the 80s. And Senator, with all due respect, go straight to hell. Just go straight to hell. You're like all the rest of them. Oh, I know, you're considered a liberal. Go straight to hell. You're like all the rest of them. The protester was Andres Thomas Contreras. He's a Latin American human rights activist. He spoke out during Negroponte's hearing today. He was handcuffed and detained. He said today, quote, "I spoke up at the hearing just as they were talking about rendition. Rendition is equal to U.S. support for torture. It's our government sending people to other countries where they will be tortured." John Negroponte, Contreras continued, is an expert at covering up for torture. He did it while he was ambassador to Honduras. He did it as continued in Abu Ghraib and elsewhere while he was ambassador to Iraq. Now, if he is confirmed, he will be in charge of the most massive intelligence apparatus in the world. It's an apparatus that produces torture manuals and engages in torture, that trains people from other countries on how to torture, as we have seen from the School of the Americas. Negroponte, Contreras said, is a death squad diplomat. He is associated, rightly around the world, with human rights violations. He supported death squads in Honduras, like Battalion 316. I lived in Honduras for 5 years. I know the impact Negroponte's policies had there in the early 80s. Now, Contreras worked as a producer for a feature-length documentary titled Hidden in Plain Sight. Maybe you've seen it. It looks at the nature of U.S. policy in Latin America through the prism of the School of the Americas. Now, I know that I'm going to piss off some of the people in Oregon by busting up on Ron Wyden. But how could somebody be a senator of the United States and say he doesn't want to relitigate what happened in Central America 20 years ago, when in fact nothing was ever litigated, Senator, and you know it, and you damn well know it. And if you are a senator, you damn well know. You said when you were questioning this killer sitting in front of you that you'd read the reports from Central America. Then you understand 200, 300, 400,000 people were murdered, tortured, and disappeared. Why? Because they opposed the right-wing government supported by the United States in Central America in the 80s. There were union leaders, school teachers, nuns, priests, social workers, villagers, children. Damn you, Ron! I expect the filth out of Negroponte. I don't expect it out of so-called liberal senators. Damn you! Nobody, nobody, you do, gentle listener, but nobody in this country understands the depth of the atrocities committed in your name and my name in Central America in the 80s. It was horrifying. And it was done by Reagan and Bush and Abrams and North and Negroponte and Reich and Bolton and all of these people. Slaughter, murder, entire villages wiped out. And nobody cares. Oh, that's 20 years ago. I don't have time for that. My gas is up to $2.54 a gallon. I don't want to hear that crap. and Orrin Hatch. You're going to burn in hell, Orrin. You're going to burn in Mormon hell. Do you know that? Because you're a liar and you're an enabler of a mass killer. Orrin Hatch sitting, I knew you in Honduras. That's like... I can't stand it. Can you? To see this every single day, this parade of resuscitated killers, abusers, torturers, degenerate human beings that I wouldn't give you a dime for. These Negroponte thugs and these Bolton morons and cretins and killers, a daily parade of these people. Appearing before senators who confirm and confirm and confirm and confirm. Who speaks out? Who says no? What liberal senator had the courage, what Democrat had the courage to sit in any of these hearings and say, you, sir, are a lying son of a bitch. You are saturated with blood. You are a killer and a torturer, and you have defiled the name of the United States, and you use the United States Constitution as bathroom tissue. Get out of my sight. Who says that? Who says that? Barbara Boxer comes close. Why don't these people tell it like it is? Joe Biden likes to play the tough guy role and use a tough guy role and use a little four-letter word once in a while. Why don't you sit there, Biden, and rip these people a new body orifice? Why don't you do it, huh? Why don't you? Why don't any of you? I go insane about this subject. The United States is being represented around the planet by these killers, these torturers. Jesus. We'll be back in a minute. This is Air America.
Larry King here. I want vitamins that give me more, like the Advanced Protection of Ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites, and Ester E, the only vitamin E that protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of natural vitamin E captured for the first time in a supplement. Ester E and Ester C. Advanced Protection. Ester Protection.
Look for Ester C and Ester E at Walgreens and GNC.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Vice President Dick Cheney wanted to keep a relatively low profile in President Bush's second term, but that apparently not possible. He has been reanimated.
My non-flamboyant, straightforward style tests well with older voters. Listen up, you old farts. It's our way or the highway. You either play along or we're going to replace your medications with rat poison and kick your walkers out from under you.
It's calming. He's very soothing.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
If you think it's hard to talk to your parents about money, you're right.
Sherry Meyer of the American Savings Education Council.
But just imagine how hard it could be if you don't. Talk to them now about their retirement preparations. You'll be glad you did. Make planning and saving a family affair and choose to save.
Visit www.choosetosave.org for tools to help you prepare for your financial future. That's choosetosave.org.
Your life, your choices.
Choose to save.
I'm Lynn, and I'm on the mic.
streaming online at themike921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Michelle Wright. The race is on to destroy a number of vials of deadly strains of flu that were mistakenly distributed for routine testing. Samples of the pandemic flu, which killed millions in 1957, could cause problems for anyone under the age of 48, says the CNN.
To appear again.
No word on which countries received the vials. The Food and Drug Administration has said no to lifting the ban on silicone gel breast implants, reports our Christy Feig.
After 2 days of presentation and debate, the advisory committee to the FDA made a surprising vote to keep silicone gel-filled breast implants off the market. The committee agreed the implants were probably safe in the short term, for several years, but they were split on how long these implants last in the body before breaking or leaking. No one expects them to last a lifetime, but the committee felt women need to know how likely they are to last 10 years, and the studies weren't there. Christy Feig, CNN Radio, Washington.
John Negroponte, the president's choice to be the nation's first intelligence director, if confirmed, shouldn't have any problems dealing with Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
He's got a lot of clout, and it comes really from the fact that the president nominated him and the Senate will confirm him. That will give him his influence.
Illinois Congressman Ray LaHood and 15 New York Stock Exchange specialists have landed themselves in trouble with the Justice Department and the Securities Exchange Commission. CNN Radio's Christine Roman explains.
The defendants worked for five of the top specialist firms, trading some of the most well-known blue-chip stocks at the stock exchange. If convicted, the U.S. Attorney's Office says these traders face jail terms of up to 10 to 20 years and fines of $1 to $5 million.
This is CNN Radio News.
When you think of tires, think about getting them at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Why? Not only will you get the right tire, we guarantee you'll also pay the lowest price in town. Bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell and we'll beat it. Goodyear, Michelin, Continental, and more. The genuine challenge at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge.
See participating dealer for details through 12/31/05.
Hello, you're on the air with the insurance doctor.
Hi, Doc. I'm dealing with multiple...
Multiple personalities?
No, multiple websites. I'm just trying to get car insurance quotes.
You might go to Progressive.com. They'll give you the Progressive direct rate and, in most cases, the rates of their top competitors. All on one website.
Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to Progressive.com. Think easier. Think Progressive. Progressive Halcyon Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
On the stand today in the Michael Jackson trial, the stepfather of the pop star's accuser, our Jim Roop reports.
Asked by the prosecution to describe the change in the boy, the stepfather testifies, quote, he'd become mean. He was using curse words. He'd never done that before. He also says of the boy, quote, he was acting very cocky, kind of rude, actually. I don't think he wanted to see me. It was almost like, what are you doing here, end quote. He also testifies that after the Bashir documentary had aired, the mother called from Neverland Ranch upset. Upon return from Neverland, she'd get calls several times a day and would take those calls in a closet, upset, scared. And then she and the kids returned to Neverland. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
It's back to the ring for boxer Mike Tyson. He says his next bout will be a no-win situation.
If I knock him out in 2 seconds, he's a bum. If he gives me a roughing over, give me a shellacking, I'm a bum. So I just, I don't know. I'm just always prepared now.
He's slated to fight Kevin McBride in the June 11th match in Washington, D.C. This is news from CNN Radio. Actor Joaquin Phoenix is entering a rehab facility. His publicist says he's checked himself in to an undisclosed facility to seek treatment for alcoholism. Phoenix is best known for his roles in movies like The Village and Gladiator. His brother, River Phoenix, died from a drug overdose in the 90s.
Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
Musician Billy Joel is moving out of rehab, that is. The piano man checked himself out of the Betty Ford Center on Sunday. He entered in March seeking treatment for alcohol abuse himself. Also on the celebrity circuit, Britney Spears is pregnant. She released a statement today on her website saying she and husband Kevin Federline are expecting a little bundle of joy. I'm Michelle Wright. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1 and Cuts Fitness for Men want to help you get cut for a cause. Are you going to race for a cure? Bike across the state to raise funds and awareness. Do you want to be in great shape so you can help your cause even more this year? Get cut for a cause. Log on to themike921.com. Tell us why you want to get cut and what your cause is. 10 qualifiers will train at Cuts Fitness for Men, and our winners will get prizes for themselves and for their cause. Register today at themike921.com.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 Years of Helping Kids.
Today, Kyle and his big brother, Justin,
hello,
hi,
are here to share some stuff we've learned.
From time to time, a kid may double dare you.
That looks heavy. Bet you can't lift it.
Are you serious?
I double dare you.
Okay.
See? I told you. Uh-oh.
Moments like these happen every day.
To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Mike Malloy, a humble and obedient servant of the truth, on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
Malloy here on Air America Radio. Okay, I'm sorry. I get freaked out about what the Republicans started doing, murdering this country back in the 80s, and murdering God knows how many innocent civilians around the globe. I know it didn't start then, I understand. We have a bloody history in Central America that is similar to what the Russians did to their satellite countries, you know, murder and butchery. And it's gone on through a Democrat as well as Republican administration. Central America has been our own personal killing ground. That's where we slaughter people just for the sheer hell of it. But the most egregious of the acts by United States governments occurred, in my way of thinking, under Reagan and Bush 1, especially Reagan. And what happened in the 80s produced a ruling class in this country that was nurtured on huge vats of blood, dismembered bodies, crushed heads, butchered children. These people, this is what sustained them. This is what nurtured them. This is what gave them their life energy, was the slaughter of innocent people. On and on and on. Violation of law after law after law. Negroponte and the rest of these people who illegally mined the harbors of Nicaragua when they found out that the people really did want to get rid of Somoza, really didn't want to live under a cheap-ass punk dictator. Let him go to Miami where he belongs. That's where all the Central American dictators wind up, thanks to the psychopathic Cuban community there and the right-wingers who now run Miami. And the people of Nicaragua really did have enough. They really had enough. Communist schmamunist. They wanted the dictator gone. And they got rid of him. Just like every country eventually gets rid of dictators. Every country. Unless their middle class is murdered by the United States so that they can't get rid of the dictator. But the situation in Nicaragua, in all of Central America, in the 80s, it was a breeding ground for some of the most vile thugs ever produced by the United States. So many of these right-wing paramilitary neo-Nazi outfits got their start in the 80s by supporting blood and death and destruction, indiscriminate civilian debt. Children, women, nuns, priests, archbishop, it doesn't make any difference. When you're a mass killer, you kill because you can. And there was no goal. There was nothing to be served. What? What? Control of resources in Central America? What? What resources? Bananas? So yeah, I get... I still, after 20 years, I get furious. Every time this issue comes up, every time one of these filthy, blood-soaked pigs from the Reagan years are trotted across the screen for a confirmation hearing, Rumsfeld, Cheney, all of them, every last one of them. And the average American doesn't know, doesn't care if he or she did know. Wouldn't matter. Okay. Robert Perry, who writes at consortium.org, I think. .org.com, I don't know. Robert Perry was one of the people, when he wrote for Newsweek magazine, started breaking the stories on Central America. The whole Iran-Contra thing was broken by Little Lebanese Weekly newspaper, not by the New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, Miami Herald. No, Little Lebanese Weekly newspaper blew the whistle on the Iran-Contra scandal. Missiles going to Iran in exchange for hostages. In total contravention and violation of U.S. law, the spirit as well as the letter of the law, trading with what at the time were identified as terrorists. And Robert Perry wrote, and the Christic Institute in Miami tried to get the word out. And as far as I know, there was one talk show host 20 years ago talking about this. And yes, damn it was me. On WSB Radio here in Atlanta. And getting harassed every day about, what the hell are you talking about? You're supposed to do talk radio. Talk about farm reports and roads and bridges. And Sports Illustrated calendars. What the hell are you talking about? What? School of the Americas? What is that? Nobody wants to know. Nobody wanted to know then. Nobody wants to know now. I'm not talking about the dedicated a few thousand. Who understand about this issue. Somebody sent me an email during the break. Why don't you tell us what to do? What do we do? Give us some rallying points. I don't have any. How do you rally a population that's brain dead? You don't. You have people like Senator Ron Wyden sitting there stroking this guy. Oh, I know. He tried to get tough. Didn't that sound tough? And Negroponte sitting there thinking, you cheap little fairy, you're going to get tough with me. I was butchering children while you were still in graduate school. Get out of my face, Senator. What does Wyden come back with? Well, I don't want to relitigate, you know, Central America in the 80s. Wouldn't serve any purpose to go there. Jesus Christ. Okay, regarding the veteran story, every single Republican in the United States Senate voted today to tell veterans to go to hell. Susan wrote this. She sent it to Gordon Smith, Senator, Republican, Oregon. Senator Smith, my father dove into burning oil when his ship, the USS Wasp, was torpedoed by a Japanese sub during World War II. My husband fought in both World War II and Korea. These brave men don't deserve to be treated like this by you and your cronies. I understand that an amendment was recently voted down that would have helped to get some of the veterans' benefits that your president's budget gutted. My information states that all Republican members of the Senate voted against that. Have fun running for re-election. I plan on making it impossible for you to infect the Senate ever again. Damn you. Damn you to hell. Way to go, Susan. Way to go, Susan. And about the complete prostitution and down the toilet it goes of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Jenny wrote, yeah, I guess Bert and Ernie... Oh, no. First she wrote to me, she said, Bert and Ernie have to get separate apartments. And I didn't say anything on the air, so she said, okay, I guess Bert and Ernie domestic partnership jokes are kind of old. But Jenny says, I had a friend who posted pictures on her blog of a dried apple that she thought looked like Rumsfeld's head. And she thought it was kind of creepy. And she doesn't even have a political blog, and within half an hour she noted there were hits on her site from the State Department. She keeps track on her site where the traffic comes from. How creepy is that? It's real creepy, Jenny. If the apple would have looked like Christ on the cross, State Department wouldn't have cared. An apple that looked like Rumsfeld. Oh, my God. Tell your friend to put it on eBay. Hell, I'll bid a quarter for it right now. I'd like to take that apple and preserve it in a jar of formaldehyde. All right, I better take some calls. It's 16 past the hour, almost. Let's start with Yvonne, who's calling from New York City. Yvonne, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike. Thanks.
Hey.
So impressed, and my heart's like racing right now. Just about, you know, I'm so angry at everything that's happening in this country, and so I have a couple of ideas that I'd like to throw out there.
Okay.
My first idea is...
Hey, can I get you to hold on?
Sure.
Okay, I'm sorry, Yvonne.
Sure,
I took you right as we're going to a break. Hold on, I'll come back to you in just a couple of minutes. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Your never-ending presence really cramps my style. I dream that it won't always be the same. At first I was attracted, but after a while, have you ever heard of a hard to get game? How can I miss you when you won't go away? I keep telling you day after day, but you won't listen. You always stay, stay, stay. How can I miss you when you won't go away? I mean it too.
Hi, I'm David Oreck. Spring is in the air, and something else is too. Pollen. That stuff that drives your allergies crazy. Before you run to the drugstore and start popping pills, try my high-filtration Oreck Professional Air Purifier risk-free for 90 days. It captures particles 100 times smaller than pollen. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you don't breathe easier, just send it back. There's no obligation.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
You know, I have a shredder.
You bought one?
Well, yeah, I got paranoid about identity theft. And I thought about the guy who's going through the garbage. He's sort of like, wow, this must be important stuff. It's very important. Things that go on in my apartment. Thank God I got a shredder. But shredder detritus, is that what you would call it? It's good. It looks like it's important.
Shred mulch.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, "Excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should." "Go ahead," she said. "Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who is trying to kill my mom?" "No," said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
People who paid for the drug Lupron could get money from a nationwide settlement about the cost, not the safety of Lupron. There are deadlines to act on your rights, so go to LupronClaims.com. That's LupronClaims.com.
Talk. The Mike 92.1 congratulates Mike Malloy, winner of the 2005 Best Talk Show Air Award. Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Twenty-one past the hour. Just got an email from Leanne. Said that Arlen Specter voted in favor of the health care for vets, the only Republican. Thanks for the correction, Leanne. All right, back to Yvonne, who has called in from New York City. Thanks for holding on, Yvonne.
Hi, thanks, Mike. I had a couple of ideas, two ideas, that us truth seekers and like-minded people might consider. My first idea is that maybe some bloggers could investigate, you know, these supposed terrorist threats, and, you know, when they show the tapes of Osama bin Laden on TV, mm-hmm. and when they raise the terror alert, you know, and the exact timing and circumstances in which they occur, like right now, for instance, like Bush's approval rating is down. So today they report that they've captured some terrorists who are going to blow, us up in New York and Washington, for instance.
Right.
You know, stuff like that. And if we can get some people to prove that, this news station received this tape way before and that they used it at the exact time they needed it. You know, they postponed the using of this, Osama bin Laden tape, for instance.
Right.
Then maybe we can prove to these idiots who vote against their best interests, you know, that this neocon Nazi fascist regime of government is using the media and fear to control us and brainwash us. And if we can prove to these Republicans that voted for Bush what's going on and how they use fear, you know, then maybe we can make a little difference. And I have a second idea.
Okay, go ahead.
This sounds a little crazy, but, I'm afraid that, they're trying to take control now. The FCC is trying to take control of the Internet now. And it's a really one of the last few democratic tools that we have. And my idea is that maybe some people, could be like secret Democrats, like democratic spies, infiltrate these companies that control the corporations that control this country.
You need to write a novel, Yvonne.
I'm a writer. But, we need to infiltrate and have, we need to create, this democratic underground for when this happens. I don't know how to do this personally. I bet you a lot of people out there listening right now, maybe some people do know how to be a blogger and do know how to do these things. And,
sure. Well, I think that, to a degree, Yvonne, to a degree, yeah. That's already happening. I'm sorry for the. It's difficult to hear when we're trying to carry on a conversation. That's because of the connections that we have sometimes. But bloggers are already doing that. There's an awful lot of energy out there, and that's why I choose to remain here and fight, because I don't think that we can, you know, ring down the curtain and turn this country over to these right-wing SOBs, whether they're in government or in religion or in media or just out there like roaches scuttling around in the public, you know, trying to destroy people with, you know, rumor and innuendo. So I think it's already started. I hope so anyway. But I think you got to write a novel. Yvonne, I got to move on. Thanks. I appreciate you checking in. And don't be depressed. Now, let me just, this is from the BBC. Let me just do it for you straight. A Cuban exile accused by Fidel Castro of plotting to kill him is preparing to apply for asylum in the United States, his lawyer says. Luis Posada Carriles managed to cross illegally into the U.S. from Mexico, his lawyer Eduardo Soto said. Mr. Castro, Fidel, called Mr. Carriles a monster comparable to Osama bin Laden and demanded to know how he had breached U.S. border security. He is wanted in Venezuela over the bombing of the Cuban airliner in 1976. 73 people were killed in that bombing. Mr. Carriles once boasted of being responsible for a series of bomb attacks of Havana tourist spots in the 90s. 5 years ago, he was arrested in Panama and accused of plotting to kill Fidel Castro during a summit there. He was convicted of a lesser charge, but was later pardoned and freed by the outgoing Panamanian president, causing Cuba to break off diplomatic relations. Since then, he has been in hiding. Mr. Soto, the lawyer, says he crossed the Mexican-U.S. border some weeks ago but would not reveal his whereabouts. Mr. Soto says his client will apply for asylum on Wednesday, tomorrow. He, the lawyer, says that his application will be based partly on his claim that he worked, quote, directly and indirectly, end quote, for the CIA for years and has thus helped U.S. interests. 73 people dead that we know about. This is the Orlando Bosch, for those of you who know. This is the Cuban airliner blown out of the sky in 1976. And this thug, Luis Posada Carriles, will seek asylum in the U.S. And you know, and I know, he will be granted asylum by the corrupt United States State Department and this filthy administration. Another mass murder. You think I make this stuff up, right? No, I know you don't. I'm just kidding. But this is BBC. You can check it out. BBC News, the Americas section from today. Another killer. Welcome to the United States. We have them in government. We have them in business. We have them in media. And we have them as illegal immigrants seeking asylum. And he will get it. A phony evil soul of government
can do his dirt. Isn't spring great? Colors are in bloom everywhere. Pink petunias in the yard, red roses in the garden, soft lilac in the bedroom.
Bedroom?
I let color bloom in my room with Ace Royal Paint. They've got thousands of colors to choose from, or they'll match any color you want.
Oh, so my kitchen could match my marigolds.
Sure.
And my bedroom, tulips.
Tell us how you let color bloom, and you could win a $1,000 gift card and have your room star in an Ace ad. Plus, save $5 on every gallon of Ace Royal Paint. See your local Ace, the helpful place, for details. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Contest ends 7/31/05. Void where prohibited.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Mother Jones Magazine gives you the best investigative reporting and progressive opinion. Subscribe today at readmojo.com and get a full year for only $10. That's right, $10 for a year of this truly independent magazine. Mother Jones is run by a nonprofit, so we're free from the bias of corporate media. We dig deep to bring you the truth behind the spin. Mother Jones, the best in independent news at ReadMojo.com. Subscribe today at ReadMojo.com.
Hi, this is Bob from Mount Horeb, and I'm on the mic, 92.1 FM, because I get the news and information I need quickly, but with no rush.
Madison, you're on the mic, 92.1. She's fed up with the right, aren't you? The Randy Rhode Show, here on the mic, 92.1.
Last week, conservative leaders from all over the country held a conference you probably never heard about at the Marriott Hotel in Washington. It was called the Judicial War on Faith. It's just part of their plan to take over the government, the schools, the court system, and make them faith-based. But nobody knows which faith. This is a collection of deranged, homophobic hicks that made the last Star Trek convention at the Marriott look like the Pulitzer Prize Committee. They consider themselves to be warriors of God locked in a battle with evil forces. The evil forces of what? Thinking? Now they're using Terri Schiavo's dead body as a battering ram on the halls of justice. In the words of the lawyer author Edwin Vieira, his bottom line for dealing with judges like James Kennedy, who, by the way, was appointed by Ronald Reagan, and opposes executing juveniles, comes from a quote by that fine example of Christian conservatism, Joseph Stalin. The quote is, "No man, no problem." But the entire quote is, quote, "Death solves all problems. No man, no problem," end quote. James Kennedy, a Reagan appointee, won't kill kids. Well, then they'll get him. They'll get him, then we'll get the gays. And then we're coming for the rest of you Prius-driving, PBS-sponsoring, abortion-getting, morally degenerate liberals. We're a Christian killing machine, ready to take out anybody who gets in the way of spreading the word of... whatever. I can't even say it in this context. But I'm sure he's proud of the fine work you're doing in his name. I'm Randy Rhodes, and I approve this message.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me for Wednesday's Morning Sedition when I talk with two black men about who's afraid of them. One is my co-host Mark Riley, and he's not that scary. The other is former NBA star Charles Barkley, author of the new book, Who's Afraid of a Large Black Man? Okay, Barkley's a little scary.
Morning Sedition from 5 to 8. Start your day on the Mike 92.1, streaming at the Mike921.com.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I need something to eat. Could somebody please help me? I'm in the toilet. I can't get out. It's horrendous.
I had to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude, they crap in their pants.
Enough about World War II. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God! I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he was dead or something. Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor.
Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, they crapped their pants.
Old people. They oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already? Paid for by Switchboat Veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow.
You've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful what those people do.
Listen, you're on the mic.
It's great to have Progressive Talk in Madison. Thanks.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
26 before the hour. All right, this item, I want to get this out here, and then to back to your calls. CNN has a new president. His name's Jonathan Klein, and the other night he was on PBS's Charlie Rose Show. Okay, it's March 25th. And he according to fair.org, He offered up what I guess he thought were salient points about progressives in media. He said progressives aren't angry enough. Let me just quote from the Fair press release here. When Charlie Rose asked if there could ever be a successful progressive version of Fox News Channel, CNN President Jonathan Klein thought not. He explained that while Fox was tapping into a brand of, quote, mostly angry white men conservatism, a, quote, progressive, end quote, or liberal network probably couldn't reach the same sort of audience because liberals tend to like to sample a lot of opinions. They pride themselves on that. And, you know, they don't get too worked up about anything. And they're pretty morally relativistic. And so, you know, they allow for a lot of that stuff, end quote. This is the president of CNN talking. A liberal network, he says, and this is a direct quote, probably couldn't reach the same sort of an audience, angry white people. Because liberals tend to like to sample a lot of opinions. They pride themselves on that. And, you know, they don't get too worked up about anything. And they're pretty morally relativistic. Well, you bastard. You slimy bastard, you. How dare you? How dare you say a progressive is morally relativistic? How dare you? The liberal media at work, Truth Seeker. Now, Julie Holler, who wrote this for Fair, said, but outside the CNN studios, evidence would suggest the progressives get plenty worked up. Internet organizing groups like Move On, which advocates against Bush policies, attract millions of members. Hundreds of thousands of Americans marched against the Iraq War, and the 2004 Republican convention in New York City provoked massive protests. The expansion of liberal talk radio network Air America, as well as the success of the Bush-bashing documentary Fahrenheit 9/11, would also seem to suggest that there's an audience for programming from a distinctly left-of-center progressive. As for progressives being, quote, pretty morally relativistic, close quote, Klein's insult seems misapplied. One could argue that it's the right and not the left, that tends to see the killing of civilians as important only if the civilians are of the right nationality, for example, and thinks that torture may be acceptable if the right people are torturing. Now, if you feel like it, why don't you send an email to Jonathan Klein at CNN and tell him what you think of his statement that progressives are relativistic morally. Or do you want his phone number? Okay. 404-827-1500. 404-827-1500. Or just call your local television station. Or call the CNN Bureau in your neighborhood if you live in a big city. We don't get worked up about anything. We're pretty morally relativistic. This guy talks like a 13-year-old high school girl. I'm sorry if you're a 13-year-old high school girl. I'm talking about the use of language. I'm not putting you down. I love what you people say on the program when we do the teen night. But you know what I'm talking about. Like, you know, get too worked up about anything. And, you know, they're pretty morally relativistic. And so, you know, they allow for a lot of stuff like that. Stuff? Lot? Two primary rules in journalism. You don't ever use the word lot unless you're talking about a piece of ground. And you don't ever use the word stuff unless you're talking about inserting something somewhere. This is the new president of CNN. Liberal media. Now, let me just toss this out and then your phone calls. The topic that we kind of promoed was the fact that Republicans are scared little devils, aren't they? They're just so easy to spook. They're afraid of science. They're afraid of truth. What are they afraid of? They're afraid of damn near everything, aren't they? Huh? Aren't they? You know what they're mostly afraid of? Huh? Yeah, I'll get to that in a second. What they're mostly afraid of. But they're afraid of brown-skinned people, or black-skinned people, Republicans are. Even the ones who are brown-skinned and black-skinned. They're afraid of science, truth, non-Christians. They're afraid of evolution. They're afraid of liberals. They're really afraid of queers. Oh, my God, the queers are going to take over America. They're afraid of open political discussions. They're afraid of fair elections. They're afraid of sex, depictions of sex, television, plays, movies, and most books, with the exception of the Left Behind series. Christians, if they're not of a certain order, scare the hell out of them. But you know what they're most afraid of? Do you know what causes them to scream and foam at the mouth and beg for their Savior to rescue them? Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton! Oh my God! Ah! You know, it's my understanding in certain parts of Europe, 1,000 years ago, they used to say, the Huns are going to get you! Now they say Hillary's going to get you. It's just insane, huh? This guy, who's the guy that got his thingy caught in a ringer the other day because he's an anti-gay, homophobic psychopath, and he wound up marrying his male lover of 40 years? Frankenschmitten, stupid, what the hell's his name? Frankenheimer, Geekengoober, I forget his name. But he and who's this other guy? Stephen Mnarek. Stephen Mnarek says, stopping Hillary Rodham Clinton is the most important thing you and I can do as Republicans in the next 2 years. Do you notice how that's what your life is? You pathetic little bastard. That's the most important thing you can do? No, the most important thing you could do would be to pick some country, some third world country, and go help immunize children against measles. Or go work in an AIDS hospice in Zambia. Or go to Central America and help build an irrigation system so that people can get fresh water. You filthy little thug. The most important thing you can do as a Republican in the next 2 years is to stop Hillary Rodham Clinton. Well, on the other hand, you know you're absolutely right. You little weasel. You little cockroach. You wasted DNA. That's the most important thing these people can come up with? Or the next 2 years? Next 2 years out of their lives. We know it's going to be really fun, Mr. Mnarek, is if you, like Peter Jennings, discover you have cancer in some part of your body over the next 2 years. Do you think then that the most important thing will be to stop Hillary Rodham Clinton? What if you have a heart attack? What if you find out, you little rat, when you go for your semi-annual physical, that your arteries are all clogged up? Do you think that's going to be more important than stopping Hillary Rodham Clinton? Do you? Mnarek sent out a fundraising letter dated Friday. It promises a Republican truth squad that will, quote, monitor Hillary's appearances and expose her lies. In his four-page letter, Mr. Mnarek refers to Clinton 6 times as a radical liberal or ultra-liberal and says she is the darling of the wealthy liberal left, especially the Hollywood left, and has a vast network of far-left contributors. What are you going to do when you find out you have a meningioma growing in your brain, Mr. Mnarek? Will you then consider Hillary Rodham Clinton's political career the most important thing your useless little life can focus on over the next 2 years? Will you? Huh? Will you? So Bill Clinton steps up. Hey, you're messing with my girl! And said that the surge of Stop Hillary efforts can't stop her. Clinton called one of the leaders of this pissant movement, this power broker and closeted gay man who worked to destroy other gay men, Arthur Finkelstein. He called Finkelstein sad. after the reports over the weekend that this anti-gay homophobic killer of gay men married his gay lover, his male lover. Clinton said either this guy believes his party is not serious and is totally Machiavellian in his position, or there's some sort of self-loathing there. I was more sad for him. That's right. That's right. That's right on the money. Either this guy is a half-witted freak who really does think that the Republicans love queers. Oh, we love them. Or he is so far into self-delusion that after 40 years, he has the courage to step out and say, yeah, I happen to be a gay man, and this is the person I'm going to marry. You little evil bastard. You work and work and work to stop other gay people from being themselves while you live that kind of a life. Huh? God, these people make me sick to my stomach. Got a black magic woman. I've got a black magic
woman. Got me so blind I can see. When you buy an 8-pound Oreck XL vacuum cleaner, you can breathe a lot easier. Hi, I'm David Oreck. My Oreck XL actually cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Our hypoallergenic filtration system traps airborne allergy-producing particles. Other vacuum cleaners actually spew dust back into the air. Call 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day home trial. You also get my canister vacuum free. Call 1-800-989-4200.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
The imposition of a state religion is, by its very definition, anti-American. What we're talking about is the imposition of a particular strain of religion. And this is part and parcel of the baby steps that lead to fascism. Right. Eventually, we will get there if these people have their way.
Morning's Edition, from 5 to 8. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
Bill Clinton's far-reaching plan to eliminate al-Qaeda root and branch was completed only a few weeks before the inauguration of George W. Bush. If it had been implemented then, a former senior Clinton aide told Time, quote, we would be handing the Bush administration a war when they took office. Instead, Clinton and company decided to turn over the plan to the Bush administration to carry out. Clinton trusted Bush to protect America. This proved 9 months later to be a disastrous mistake, perhaps the biggest one Clinton ever made. Clinton's national security advisor, Sandy Berger, remembered how little help the previous Bush administration had provided to his team. Believing that the nation's security should transcend political bitterness, Berger arranged 10 briefings for his successor, Condoleezza Rice, and her deputy, Stephen Hadley. Berger made a special point of attending the briefing on terrorism. He told Dr. Rice, quote, I believe that the Bush administration will spend more time on terrorism in general and on al-Qaeda specifically than any other subject. Which brings me to a lie. When Time asked about the conversation, quote, Rice declined to comment, but through a spokeswoman, said she recalled no briefing at which Berger was present. Perhaps so, Dr. Rice, but might I direct our mutual friends, my listeners, to a certain December 30th, 2001 New York Times article? Perhaps you know the one, Condi. Shall I quote it? Quote, as he prepared to leave office last January, Mr. Berger met with his successor, Condoleezza Rice, and gave her a warning. According to both of them, he said that terrorism, and particularly Mr. Bin Laden's brand of it, would consume far more of her time than she had ever imagined.
Take this cough test. Name this cough. That's a flu and cold cough. That's a COPD cough or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Any persistent cough should be checked by your doctor. Don't take chances. Get answers. Visit the American Lung Association online at lungusa.org. The American Lung Association, improving life one breath at a time.
Laughs in the morning. Get a little randy on the way home. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1. Streaming at themike921.com.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour, regarding this right-wing Cuban exile, Luis Posada Carriles, who is one of the people responsible for the death of 73 people when he blew up a Cuban airliner over Venezuela in 1976, and now is going to seek and will be granted political asylum in the United States. His lawyer admits he's an illegal immigrant right now. He crossed over the border from Mexico in the United States. And Teresa wants to know, Mike, too bad the Minutemen didn't get him crossing the border. Yeah, what? Oh, the Minutemen! Yeah, we haven't even talked about them. These little snots who are, down there killing brown people or trying to. I'm going to kill me one of them wetbacks. I'm going to get me one. I'm going to shoot him. I'm going to shoot him right twixt his eyes. And here this guy, a real killer, slips... Oh, never mind. Never mind. So, the Clinton thing... You know, Clinton, Bill Clinton comes out and defends... that's not even a defense. It's more like pointing out the obvious. Clinton said about Finkelstein, either this guy believes his party is not serious and is totally Machiavellian in his position, or there's some sort of self-loathing there. I was more sad for him. And, of course, what he's referring to is what the Times reported on Sunday, that Finkelstein married his male partner in a civil ceremony. And this is a guy who has done more to destroy the seeking of just equal rights, equal human rights for Americans who happen to be gay or lesbian, right? That's all. Hi, I'm gay. I didn't ask to be, but here I am. Well, hello, my name's Arthur Finkelstein, and I'm gay too, but I'm going to do everything I can to smash you, you son of a bitch, because I hate myself. I'm a queer, and I hate myself. Thank God I have my boyfriend whose arms I climb into every night to ease my self-hate, but I hate myself, so I'm going to project it out onto all the gay people in America I can possibly come up with. This is a guy who worked for Jesse Helms. Arguably the most perverted homophobe America has ever puked up. Jesse Helms, the Gaddafi of lung cancer. Jesse Helms is responsible. There's another tobacco terrorist. This guy is responsible for hundreds of thousands of deaths. He used to run something in North Carolina called the Tobacco News Network. I know. I was a student at NC State at the time. And I remember this thug. This before he got into politics. And everything that came out of his mouth had to do with promoting the tobacco industry. And this was back in the late 60s, early 70s. So in 30 years, 35, 38 years, how many people have you killed, Jesse? Hell is waiting for you, too. Oh, there's a special place in hell for you. So Finkelstein, Arthur Finkelstein, sucks up to, you'll pardon the expression, Jesse Helms. And all sorts of conservative neo-Nazi Republican politicians, knowing that their public position is that queers like Finkelstein should die. But he sucks up to them, and he promotes them, and he promotes their agenda. And when he finally realizes that his ass is going to die soon, too, that he's going to need a next of kin. He's going to need somebody to enforce his living will. He is going to be all by himself in a deathbed somewhere. Then he marries his male partner. You coward. You filthy coward. Clinton made his remarks defending his wife at his New York office, where he announced his foundation was donating $10 million toward treating children with AIDS in rural Africa. And Stephen Mnarek, One of the people trying to stop Hillary said, stopping her is the most important thing you and I can do as Republicans in the next 2 years. And Bill Clinton says, well, I beg to disagree. I know Malloy calls me a Republican, but screw Malloy. I'm donating $10 million toward treating children with AIDS in rural Africa. That's what I'm going to do for the next 2 years. What are you little cockroaches going to do? Oh, that's right. You're going to go after my wife. Go ahead. She will cut them off and hand them to you. Huh? And who would know more about that than... Then Bill and Hillary. And no, don't send me any emails. I want to hear it. Bill and Hillary had a very weird relationship. Most of it was him, apparently. And I don't care. I don't give a damn. But somebody like Finkelstein or Mnarek is going to effectively stop... I'll tell you what will stop Hillary Clinton. If she doesn't get enough votes. Or, that's A. B, if the votes are not counted. Just like Terry Schiavo, just like every single issue these right-wing scum can come up with, this is just a way to relieve you, you dumb right-winger, of your money. So go ahead, send them a check. Do everything you can. You got to stop Hillary. She's Mrs. Adolf Hitler, and she's going to get your guns. Did you know that? She's going to slice your Bible into chunks and make you eat them, and then she's going to get your guns. In the meantime, she's going to molest your wife. So you got to stop her. She is a gun-hating, Bible-devouring lesbian, and she's going to come and get you and your wife. And then she's going to convert your children into lesbianism, only a really weird form of lesbianism, where you only make it with female trees. That's what she's going to do, you right-wing moron. So stop her. Stop her. She's coming after you. Then she's going to put huge phalluses all over Washington, D.C. They've already got one, the Washington Monument, but that's not enough. Hillary's going to do that. Huge phalluses. So send in money. Send checks, you weasels. Oh, that's, one last thing. She's also going to make you kill your firstborn child, and then she's going to burn your house down and salt the lot where you used to have your home. So stop her, okay? She is the bitch goddess, the she-devil. She is the anti-Mrs. Christ. This is Air America.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. Well, there's no need to imagine, it's true. H57 Hoodia is finally available to America in its purest form. The Bushmen of Africa have been harvesting Hoodia for thousands of years to curb hunger. And all you have to do is take two pills before each meal to help reduce your hunger. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight than you ever imagined. Don't be fooled by overpriced imitators. Only H57 Hoodia has the pure Hoodia from South Africa that has been proven to work. These amazing results have been featured on 60 Minutes, CBS News, the BBC, and in newspapers around the world. Don't miss out. Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 South African Hoodia. Call toll-free 800-372-3383. That's 800-372-3383. For your unconditional money-back guarantee, call 800-372-3383 or visit myh57.com.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
I met Johnny Cochran on American Airlines from L.A. to New York. And one of the things I love about first class, they serve lobster. So I said to him, well, if you go to sleep, can I have your lobster? And he turned to the flight attendant and he said, if I begin to snore, give Al the claw.
He actually
He did.
You're making that up.
I am not.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
I have an asthma attack. I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest. I feel like I'm choking. Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm P.S. Mueller, and I'm on the mic.
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Michelle Wright. The World Health Organization is searching for a number of vials containing a strain of deadly pandemic flu, which were mistakenly sent out to 18 labs around the world. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention spokesman Dan Rutt says the WHO wants the vials destroyed.
This virus has already had its day, if you will, as a pandemic strain, and then it went away. The concern now is that it not be reintroduced into nature, and that's why we're being so careful about rounding up these viruses from these labs.
Back in 1957, the strain killed close to 4 million people. The Food and Drug Administration has decided to keep the ban on silicone gel breast implants. CNN Radio's Christy Feig reports.
The biggest concern they have is how long do these implants last in the body before they rupture or leak and silicone leaks out? Does silicone leak out? If it does leak out, does it cause any health problems? And this has been a big contentious issue.
The ban has been in place for 13 years. The AARP says the price for brand name drugs has jumped to over 7% in the last year. However, a drug manufacturer's trade group is taking exception to that claim, saying the drug cost study that it came from is misleading. Indictments have been unsealed, charging three British men with planning terror attacks in the Northeast, reports our Gary Baumgarten.
The indictment charges that the three had targeted the New York Stock Exchange and other financial institutions. The discovery of the alleged terrorist plot last summer resulted in an increase in security in New York, Washington, and Newark. The indictment alleges that the three conducted surveillance of the buildings and surrounding neighborhoods in 2000 and 2001. All have been in British custody since August. Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio, New York.
15 New York Stock Exchange specialists who are basically the heart of the stock trading on Wall Street are in trouble with the feds, says FBI Special Agent Lucian Gandolfo.
Specialists are responsible for matching public buy and sell orders at the best possible price.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest-priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
On the stand Tuesday in the Michael Jackson case, the accuser's stepfather, whose credibility faltered a bit during cross-examination, reports our Ted Rowlands.
He negotiated with a tabloid, a British tabloid. He was never paid anything, but he did negotiate to sell his family's story with the tabloid. And then, when Michael Jackson went to him, to this family, to help with this rebuttal video after the Bashir documentary aired, this father, stepfather, said, well, wait a minute, what's in it for the family?
The boy's mother is expected to take the stand in the case as early as Wednesday. As tax day approaches, close to 9 million Americans will be filing an extension. H&R Block's Kathy Burleson says there are a number of reasons why.
People don't have all their information. They may be waiting for K-1s or for corrected statements from banks and other financial companies.
And this just reminder, taxes and extensions are due on Friday. This is news from CNN Radio. Even the police admit it's a bizarre case. Authorities in Tennessee are investigating the murder of a man who was beaten to death by his wife's lover. The crazy part? The lover was living in the couple's closet. Regine Beverly lives next door.
I felt it was not my place to go into that home. Martha was scared. We did not know if the person was still in there.
Martha Freeman's lover had apparently been living in the closet for about a month. Some Florida students trying to play it safe on prom night by renting a limo ended up getting one wild ride. Apparently, the driver was drunk. She's been charged with DUI and refusing a blood alcohol test. That's right, the tabloids were correct. It's baby time for Britney Spears. The pop princess announced she and husband Kevin Federline are expecting their first child. Federline has two other children with an ex-girlfriend. I'm Michelle Wright. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
They think that they can control everything and change everything to the world that they want it to be, which is impossible and fascistic.
Well, then we should beat them. And we should concentrate our efforts on beating them at every turn, every initiative, every front. And we can do it if we're organized and if we're smart.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
Man, I can't believe you got tickets.
Yeah, Josh, you the man.
Guys, we got to keep moving if we're going to get there early.
Hustling up.
ATM machine, I'm a little light on cash.
Yo, wait up, Greg, man. I think I might have some for you.
Whoa, $50. Pretty generous.
Hey.
You sure you're Jewish? Come on, Josh, don't get all sensitive on me, man. It's a joke. Will you tell him, Rob?
What do you want me to tell him, that I didn't think it was funny either?
Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Truth Seekers, here's your voice. It's Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
About 7 past the hour. Okay, it's going to be nothing but phone calls. Just let me do this. One thing I forgot to mention, this is in the letter that's going to be sent out to Stop Hillary. It says, Hillary plans to institute a plan in which a free toaster will be given to every lesbian woman who infiltrates a local high school sex ed program as a teacher and subsequently recruits an adolescent girl into the joys of lesbianism. However, there is a 5-toaster, 5-person limit. We must stop her. Actually, Mike sent that in. Something else. I have been... have you noticed anti-Bush stickers, pro-America anti-Bush stickers, bumper stickers and stuff? You know, the only bumper sticker I have on my vehicle is an Amnesty sticker, but I'm starting to... Oh, and Kerouac.com. But I've been thinking about, you know, to find something really witty. And I got an email that says, one thing you can do if you haven't, everyone should have some sort of anti-Bush bumper sticker on their car. It's not much, but I always perk up when I see something on someone's car, and I make sure to position myself accordingly when I see someone with a W sticker so they can read my stickers. In other words, when you see those asinine W04 or whatever they were, yeah, if you have a really cool anti-Bush bumper sticker, you get in front of that person. Now, I know there are a lot of great websites around, all kinds of good stuff out there. There's some real creativity. Just, it's amazing. I've seen this before. When you have a repressive regime in place in this country, when the country seems to be drifting towards fascism, as we have a couple of times, there is just a kind of an explosion of creativity. Have you noticed that? And I think that's true in other countries, too. The more repressive a government gets, up to a point, when it finally gets to the point where the artists and the writers and the poets are murdered, then, the game over. But in the lead-up, to fascism, there's always a burst of creativity. So there are an awful lot of places, websites, blogs, video, online video, all kinds of good stuff. Eric Blumrich has probably one of the best video things going. But I found a website I want you to check out. Okay, it's not like the be-all, end-all. It's just a good website with a lot of good stuff on it if you want to buy bumper stickers or funky stuff that's anti-Bush. And it is truthhasaliberalbias.com. All right? That's a long one. truthhasaliberalbias.com. And I was just there. I got a link to it, and I just went there and looked at some stuff during the break. And there's some good stuff there. So check it out. TruthHasALiberalBias.com. And there's another website that'll get crashed. John emailed in, regarding what Republicans are most afraid of. John writes, you missed one. Republicans are most afraid of themselves. They're so repressed and afraid of being free and open that they try to repress everyone to keep their self-loathing to a minimum. For example, if I can't stop everyone else from being gay, it will be easier for me not to be gay. That's a good example. John writes, you've brought up many examples of Republicans spewing hatred about this or that, like the pig man being anti-drug users. And it's coming out that they're doing the thing they're screaming against. Signed, John, a morally relativistic fan. Yeah, that's the old Elmer Gantry syndrome. It's so old it's got a beard on it, right? The people who scream the loudest against this sin or that sin, this devious character flaw or that devious character, are the ones who suffer or enjoy the crime, the devious character flaw, or the sin that they rail against. You know, it's classic. It's literature stuff. You know, it's Shakespeare. It's Jimmy Swaggart. God, I have sinned against my wife. I hook up with that old dirty old nasty hoe down here over here in New Orleans. Remember that? Oh my God, I loved it. Went on for weeks, right? Jimmy Swaggart. I have sinned, Father. And he turns to his poor, poor, long-suffering wife. I've sinned against you. She said, I'll tell you what, sucker. Sinned against me. And this is what she's thinking. Sinned against me. I'm going to own half of this phony-ass religious empire before this thing's over. Trust me on that. You want a little nookie? Okay, go ahead. You got some. Now give me half of this funky tabernacle real quick. But yeah, it's classic stuff, right? But this Finkelstein guy, this Republican right-wing fundraiser, mole, thug, pissant up in New York, who's one of the people leading this Stop Hillary movement, you know, I can't get over this. I realize it's classic. I realize it's just common as dirt. This anti-gay man, who is gay himself. Who has spent time and time and time promoting the idea of constitutional amendment? Where does he go? He runs to Massachusetts and marries his honey. It's that. It's that hypocrisy. It's that hypocrisy that is just so. It's degenerate and destructive and ugly and hateful. How many young gay people have just been forced into this poor self-image because of people like Finkelstein, who for 40 years, at least he's been faithful, same man, 40 years, finally married him. Or so he says. He's 59. So this is a relationship he formed at 19? Well, good for you, dude. But by marrying him, Mr. Finkelstein, how many heterosexual marriages did you destroy by agreeing to be married to your male partner? Huh? How many marriages? I could hear it. You know, I didn't know what that noise was last Thursday. All over the United States. Pop, 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 bang, crash, pop, pop. I didn't know. I thought it was fireworks. It was gay or straight marriages being destroyed because you, Finkelstein, married your male lover. Huh? There were six on my street that went down. You know? Heterosexual marriages, just boom. It was like, I don't know, it's like those flames. What do you call that when the flames devour somebody? There's no reason for it. Jesus. These people make me sick. Oh, my God, they make me so, so, so sick. All right, can we do some phone calls? Please, Kathy. All right, let's do some phone calls. Colleen is calling from Washington. Colleen, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Colleen. Is it Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
Washington State.
Oh, okay.
I've been on hold for a while, so I've changed what I wanted to say about a dozen times.
Well, that's okay. Just have at it.
Well, first thing was, is you, earlier you were talking about the Secret Service going in and to that art exhibit. When did they start doing investigations like that? I thought they were security.
Well, that's what I thought. But the exhibit is being held at Columbia College in Chicago. And, you know, when you begin the long, arduous process of converting a representative society into a fascist state, the first thing you go after, subtly at first and then with a little more vigor, are the artists and the poets and the writers.
Right.
Because they're the ones who have the ability to foment discussion. And if there's one thing a fascist state doesn't want, it's discussion or interpretation.
That's true.
So the artists are being targeted by the Secret Service, and their rationale is the phony postage stamps, the art that appeared to be a sheet of postage stamps with a gun pointed at George Bush, that somehow that constitutes something that's not allowed. I remember when the Andre Serrano Piss Christ exhibit in Cincinnati several years ago caused such an uproar, and all Serrano was trying to say was exactly what Jesus said when he cleared out the temple 2,000 years ago, and that was that the religious in Jesus' time it was the Jews, in Serrano's time it was the Christians, that they had totally perverted religion and turned it into something smelly and ugly. Let me put you on hold. We'll come right back because I'm taking all your time, Colleen. Quick break here. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Every little file, make a promise, take a while. Hooked up to a satellite, make sure the world behaving right. I don't mean to bust your groove, think it's time we made a move. Freedom isn't free tonight. Freedom isn't free tonight.
The Windsor Court Hotel, the Charleston Place, Amelia Island Plantation, the Renaissance Park 55. Hi, I'm David Orrick. What do all of these luxury hotels have in common? My 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum. Try my Orrick XL risk-free in your own home for 30 days, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
British TV host Anna Richardson alleges she was libeled by the California governor and two of his campaign workers. Schwarzenegger, of course, denied it.
Come on! These charges are outrageous and false and untrue and these kinds of things. Just like the other charges. These allegations are as phony as a knackers, allegedly.
I wonder if Maria has a frying pan.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
This is my dream diary from last night because I got to bring it into my therapist this week. I'm listening to my iPod while I'm standing online at the multiplex. I'm going to go see Hotel Rwanda because I hear it's fantastic. Just then I hear a familiar voice. Mark, it's the iPod. Damn! Why don't you go see Sahara with Matthew McConaughey, Steve Zahn, and Penelope Cruz? The Portland Oregonian says it's surprisingly entertaining. Tune out. I said, because it looks like such a giant piece of crap, that's why. Then how about Beauty Shop with Queen Latifah and Alicia Silverstone? Variety called it a sunny and sassy comedy. I say, no, no. What's the matter, Mark? Don't you like black people? I say, hey, wait, that's not it. It just looks lame, okay? And I really want to see Hotel Rwanda. Is that not black enough for you? Mark, if you don't go see popular movies, you won't be able to talk to your coworkers about them. Without shared pop culture experiences, you'll be alone. go see Guess Who with Ashton Kutcher. I say, no, I'm not gonna see Sahara, I'm not going to see Beauty Shop, and I'm not going to see anything with Ashton Kutcher, ever. I'm here to see Hotel Rwanda, all right? Let it go. The iPod says, Mark, no one's impressed by your alternative tastes. You're just a misfit who can't relate to other people, and you're not getting any younger. I get up to the booth, and the ticket kid says, which movie? Just then, a jolt of electricity starts shooting into my brain, and I'm like, ow! Oh, God! It's excruciating! You know, it's just killing me, and I finally say, all right, Sahara. I want to see Sahara, and give me tickets for the Ashton Kutcher movie later. And the Charlotte Observer says, this Kutcher's most relaxed and sensitive work on film. The electricity stops, and the iPod says, good, Mike. Now order the super combo. That's three jumbo drinks, a garbage bag full of buttered corn, and your choice of delicious candy. Tune out. I woke up, and my bed was filled with gummy worms. You dig what I'm saying, man? How's that grab you?
How do you want to spend your retirement?
Alicia Willis of the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
Whether it's a cruise every month, time in the garden, golf, visits to the grandkids, planning and saving now can make your retirement dreams a reality. Your life, your choices. Choose to save.
Target how much you need to save by completing the ballpark estimate worksheet at www.choosetosave.org. That's choosetosave.org.
Choose to save.
The Mike.
I just love the shows. Al Franken, Randy Rhoads, all those shows, they're great.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Past the hour, back to Colleen, who has called in from Washington. Now, we were talking about going after the artists and the Secret Service investigating an art exhibit, right?
Right. Well, that was all on that. It astounds me. I thought that it's gotten to be like Nazi Germany now. Herr Hitler has his own little police force.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh my God. Remember when they covered up Guernica, the Picasso painting of the bombing of that town during the Spanish Civil War, and it was in the UN at a place where Colin Powell and other Americans and other leaders, I guess, but Colin Powell had to speak there, had to stand there, and here's this depiction of the slaughter that the Nazis perpetrated against the people in this Basque village of Guernica in the 30s, and they covered it up. They draped it. And don't forget Ashcroft draping the exposed iron breast on the Statue of Justice. I mean, these people are sick. Go after art. Art makes you question. Art challenges. Art offers up opinion. And these are things that the Bush crime family or any Nazi organization cannot tolerate. Any totalitarian organization, I should say, because the Soviets were the same way.
That's true. Well, I have one more thing for you. You were talking about the Bush 04 signs and positioning yourself to read the bumper stickers.
Uh-huh.
Well, what I do is I carry in my purse some things that I got from BuzzFlash.com, and it's a card that says Bush lied and our soldiers died.
Right.
And on the other side, it gives the statistics as of January.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is when I see them in parking lots, I put one underneath their windshield wipers.
Good idea. Just be careful doing that.
Well, I'm not hurting anything. I'm careful, but they're not near the car.
I know, but do keep in mind. You have to keep in mind, Colleen, that in the age of Bush, when art exhibits can be invaded by the secret police. Someone like you putting what constitutes a severely critical opinion underneath somebody's windshield wiper, what happens if that windshield wiper, I'm not suggesting you don't do it, I'm just saying, what if it happens if that windshield wiper turns out to belong to the car that belongs to some right-wing, mouth-breathing Bush supporter who sees you and calls the police and has you charged with trespass? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to be careful. So in order to offset that, always carry a loaded weapon with you.
I could do that. I have one. You watch your back, Mike, and congrats on the award.
Thanks.
You do a fine job, and I love listening to you.
Thanks, Colleen. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now I'm going to get emails from peace-loving liberals who say, well, you're advising people to carry a loaded gun? I do it. And I'm on the verge of total mental collapse, 24/7. William is calling. No, not 24/7, because I sleep. William is calling from Ohio. William.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, William. Welcome to the program.
I'm a truck driver, and I had to get Sirius Radio to get Air America.
Uh-huh.
I go east of I-35 corridor, right? About 35 states, and I couldn't find it anywhere. So finally I heard one of the right-wing nuts in our company was spouting off about how he loved Bill O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I've got to get it. So I did. It's really been a pleasure to get it. I got it because of Al Franken and Janine Garofalo.
Right.
But you have you're like my voice in the wilderness crying out there because you say the things that really I feel, and as I listened to you tonight, I was both inspired and a little bit discouraged because it is, what do we do about it? What do we do about what's going on here?
That's where you come in, William. That's where you come in. When you ask that question, I would hope that you'll come up with an answer. And when you come up with the answer, you'll send me an email so I can join your team, so I can follow you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
Okay.
One of the things we have to remember is that, you know, we were sailing along. Bill Clinton, I had some problems with. I did vote for him, but had problems with things like NAFTA, things of that nature.
Yes.
We were sailing along pretty well. And then these people stole. They didn't win the election. They stole this power.
Twice.
And twice. In my state, with the help of that honorary Klansman, Ken Blackwell.
Right.
I'll tell you this, and I met the man once when he was a Democrat. And I met his people, and they said they don't know what happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, you know, the only thing I can foresee, I'm really worried, like I think most reasonable people are. And the only thing, I don't know how it's going to happen, but an outpouring, massive demonstrations, and I mean massive, is the only thing I think that could change the situation from what it is now, because these folks do not believe in law and order.
That's right.
And break the law completely.
And I agree with you, William. It's going to take hundreds of thousands, millions of people in the street repeatedly, and I'm not sure how we do that any longer. It is so difficult just to make ends meet, but that's what it's going to take. Repeated massive demonstrations, not buying anything, not purchasing gas, not going to stores, staying in the streets, carrying signs, demanding reform, demanding that this government come back to the people. That's a good place to start. William, thanks. I got a boogie. Appreciate your call, sir. Take care.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. So fight back with Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Victory over defeat.
This tax week, Mother Jones Magazine reminds you who gets the big tax breaks under this administration. Corporations. In the April issue, Mother Jones brings you the behind-the-scenes story on the massive tax cut Bush didn't want you to know about. Last year, Bush quietly signed a $137 billion tax break, but it was only for corporations. This was one of the largest giveaways to industry in decades. General Electric got $1 billion in tax breaks. Four Texas companies got permission to set up offshore tax shelters and avoid taxes. Almost any company that could hire a lobbyist got some kind of kickback. Republican Senator John McCain said it was the worst example of special interest power he'd ever seen. Already corporate taxes are at their lowest in 20 years.
But this administration keeps giving breaks to corporations and the wealthy. And the rest of us get stuck with the bill. Something to remember on April 15th. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
The Al Franken Show, Catherine and Al, America's answer to the lying liars, here on the Mike 92.1.
Let's only do positive stuff today.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice if it was springtime in America? At least things are going well in Iraq.
This story, yeah. We've talked, at length about how Reconstruction's going over there and all of the problems that they've faced.
It's a palace, the whole place. I mean, he had a few palaces, but you go to Iraq and it looks great.
Well, not great if you like clean water or electricity. Then you've got some problems. That, the little stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Iraqis are having to drink sewage-tainted water. They're only getting electricity a few hours a day. And so there's a new report out that says that millions of dollars of taxpayer money are just being wasted, flushed down the drain, in effect, because the power plants and the sewage plants and the water plants that we have poured money into aren't being maintained, they're not being operated correctly, and it's just wasting millions of dollars.
Well, wait a minute. What didn't Simone Ledeen and all the young Turks, those young from the Heritage Foundation who had their resumes, they were put in charge of this kind of thing,
yeah,
weren't they?
Yeah, yeah. I think it was a big first job to get for a lot of these people.
Yeah, and I'm sure they had good intentions, but it was amazing that Paul Bremer hired these people instead of hiring people who had 30 years of experience in development. And this is what we get. We get wasted money, and we get the people of Iraq just hating us.
Well, and I thought this was telling. U.S. officials got this news, and they responded by saying it's the Iraqis' fault. One of them actually said it was the indifferent work ethic of Iraqis. Those lazy Iraqis is, in effect, what we're saying.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
I'm a casual person, and I walk around in my bathrobe a lot. They came and they filmed me, and so Matt Drudge actually got to see the HBO special. And today he reviewed it and called me the hero of the movie because I was sitting in my bathrobe braless. This is what he chose to write about today, was my breath.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1 and the Mike92.1.com.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right. On August 16, the INS arrested Zacharias Moussaoui, a flight school student who seemed to have little interest in learning to take off or land a plane. The arresting agent wrote that Moussaoui seemed like, quote, the type of person who could fly something into the World Trade Center. Trying to pique the interest of FBI headquarters in Washington, a Minneapolis FBI agent wrote that a 747 loaded with fuel could be used as a weapon. If this information had been shared and analyzed, for example, by a newly founded Homeland Security Agency, it might have sparked memories of the Clinton-thwarted 1996 Al-Qaeda plot to hijack an American commercial plane and crash it into CIA headquarters. On August 26, still on the ranch, Bush discussed with reporters the difference between his two dogs. Spot's a good runner. You know, Barney, terriers are bred to go into holes and pull out varmint. And Spotty chases birds. Spotty's a great water dog. I'll go fly fishing this afternoon on my lake. And you know something? He did just that. Among those left to swelter in the D.C. heat that August was one Thomas J. Pickard. No fly fishing for him.
A new level of relevance. Stirring the senses. Stirring sensibilities. The Mike 92.1. Madison's Progressive Talk.
And now
the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Six before the hour, Dana is calling from New York City. Dana, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Hey,
Hi,
Dana.
How's it going?
Hey, it's going.
Sorry, you caught me in mid two. It's been on so long, I had to get a snack.
I know. I hear. I understand. I beg your forgiveness.
You are forgiven, my son.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, wanted to follow up on my thing about the Boy Scouts from a few months ago. You know, now we have this big story about this pedophile being busted, you know, who's been on a 20-year crusade against gays and the Boy Scouts.
Right, yeah, I remember the story. It wasn't that long ago, was it? Well, whatever. Well, you got an update?
Well, I just want to follow up. I mean, this is one of those cases where, you know, I hate it when I'm right, but, you know, when I offer the phrase out, you know, these spiritual pedophiles, you know,
right,
speaking figuratively at the time, who have, you know, they, you know, destroyed our, you know, these civic organizations like the Boy Scouts, and it's a wonder that, you know, the Home Office in Great Britain hasn't, raised a stink, like, you know, if you don't knock this out, we're going to revoke your charter.
Mm-hmm.
Because this, you know, that's, you know, the legacy of Baden-Powell's, that, you know, this was a,
right,
a service organization for young men to become, you know, servants of the community.
Right.
This is not a breeding ground. You know, this is not the Boy Scouts are not supposed to meet a Madras. And that's what the Bill Love and his progeny, you know, in the late 80s and through the 90s, that's what they turned the Boy Scouts into. They generated the image of, well, now we're this right wing Madras for fundamentalist Christians.
And you know what is really disconcerting about this, and just makes me furious, these anti-gay thugs, adult men, usually white, anti-gay thugs, and then they put themselves in a position where they can indulge their pedophilia. Then when it's discovered that they are child molesters, that they love to rape children and have sex with children, the Republicans then turn on their own and say, see, gay people like to have sex with children, which is absolutely not true any more than a heterosexual person wants to have sex with a child. Now, granted, there are heterosexual people who are sick in the head and want to have sex with children. There are homosexual people who are sick in the head and want to have sex with children. But what happens is you have a real honest-to-God pedophile, a real child rapist who has no interest. Usually he's married and has kids and lives a very heterosexual life. But media and the right wing jump on that and try to label him gay. Do you see what I'm saying here?
Yeah, I mean, this goes back to, I mean, Roy Cohen.
Roy, the McCarthy freak.
Yeah, I mean, this is really nothing new. I mean, you know, you were going on, you know, a little earlier about Nicaragua and everything, when, you know, Espionage 101.
Right.
You know, the operating goal back then was, you know, let's clear out the refuse and build a new canal, because we're going to lose the Panama Canal, so let's colonize this little banana republic and get ourselves a free canal.
Uh-huh.
But the whole thing ended up blowing up in their face when, you know, what was left of the genuinely liberal media, you know, got a hold of it. But they managed to, you know, sweep it under the rug, or, you know, whatever the minutia of the day at that time.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, these kind of, we spend too much time reacting to their shenanigans rather than setting a new agenda. You had somebody who was looking for a rallying call, a rallying point.
Yeah, I get emails like that all the time.
I want to give you one. Pick a state with a strong Democratic governor right now. And, you know, make the proposition, we will make Medicaid available to every citizen of our state. You take the money that you're paying to your insurance company, you cancel your policy, you send us a third of that money, and you will get 100% health coverage for every citizen, every business.
Mm-hmm.
Your citizens are getting they're getting money back in their pocket. The companies are spending two-thirds less in health care expenses, and they improve their productivity and their corporate viability, and everybody gets 100% health care coverage for themselves and for their family.
It's very logical. It would be wonderful if we lived in a country where logic at least had a toehold, but we don't. We live in a country where NBC, tomorrow night or Thursday night, is going to start showing, I guess it's a miniseries, about the cloud being or the cloud being's son or daughter or something coming down to Earth with snakes and scorpions and spiders. And if you haven't followed a certain regimen of thought, then your body's going to turn to fire and ants will eat you or something. That's where we are. We are not at a point in this society where logic has any more than a toehold. Don't you agree with that? I love your idea, Dana. How do you get it from an idea phase to application? Tell me.
Well, unfortunately, I'm in New York State right now. We have this Republican screwtard, Pataki.
Not for much longer.
Well, you're all right. To go back, what you're talking about with Finkelstein and these these self-loathing
right
people. For example, Liddy Dole. I mean, she's got as much blood on her hands as anybody, our current Republican senator from North Carolina.
Right.
And how many tens of thousands of children died at her hands, hemophiliac children, because she stonewalled on blood screening for. They had a hepatitis B test that they could screen. That was 88% effective for screening for HIV.
That's right.
And they stonewalled on it.
That's right.
And
that's right.
For the blood industry.
That's right.
I remember I was in fourth grade when the day Reagan was inaugurated. 30 seconds after he said "I do," our principal comes screaming over the intercom. The hostages plane has left the ground. The hostages plane has left the ground. And
right.
That's pretty much when the veil was lifted from my eyes. So, all of this, what I call espionage 101. Is nothing new to me. It's the whole thing with our soldiers, the cutting back the veterans' benefits.
Mm-hmm.
This is Rome. We're heading. The next step. Is going to be. Instead of the United States Army, it's going to be the Halliburton Private Security Force. It's going to.
Sure. It's coming. Listen, I like your idea a lot, Dana. Keep talking about it. That's the way to give an idea life. Just keep talking about it. Listen, pal, I got to move on. Okay.
All right. Well, just states with Democratic governors. Fight for fight for statewide Medicaid and everybody state of Illinois, everybody in Illinois tomorrow, cancel your health insurance, send a check to the governor saying we want to be on Medicaid, we want coverage, we can save 2/3 of what we're spending on private insurance, and it starts anybody listening right now can make this happen.
It is a good idea. I like it. I'll keep talking about it. Thanks, Dana. I had forgotten about Elizabeth Dole. That's right, when she was the head of the Red Cross. Oh, my God. Even Republican women are dripping in blood. In her case, it's almost literal. I'd forgotten about that. And then she had the nerve to run for the Senate in North Carolina and won. And the people of North Carolina have sent a woman who is responsible for more child death than any 10 doctors in North Carolina who might perform abortions. Isn't it just screamingly ironic? Don't you want to just tear your hair out? No? Okay. Liddy Dole, child killer. Paula is calling from somewhere. Paula, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Oh, no problem, Mike. I'm in Bayonne, New Jersey, and I listen on LIB, so I lose you at this time anyway.
Yeah. What do you do, listen on the Internet or just on the phone?
Just on the radio, actually.
No, I mean when we're gone from LIB.
I don't have a computer.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, you've hopefully been able to listen on the telephone.
Oh, it's been wonderful.
Okay.
I just want to make a comment about Negroponte. And while I've been on hold, I've had C-SPAN on, and I got to see my lovely Senator Corzine verbally fillet him.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. I was real disappointed, and he's going to get a phone call from me tomorrow.
Now help me out here. John Corzine, he's a Republican, Democrat?
He's a Democrat.
He's a Democrat, okay.
He's a Democrat, and I think he's going to make a run for the governor.
And he did for Negroponte what Monica did for Clinton?
Pretty much. I mean, I heard his, you know, we thanked him, you know, all the politeness and stuff at the beginning, and, you know, when I had to lower the, I couldn't deal with it anymore, so I had to lower it, but it, you know.
Juan, let me, I'm sorry to ask you this, because I know you got things you want to say, but why do you think, Paula, that there's not a Democratic senator on this committee who will scream, I mean really get vile. I don't mean use cuss words like I do in garbage mouth, but I mean really, really hammer these people. Now, I know Boxer comes close, but why? Why won't somebody like Ron Wyden or John Corzine just say, you know, you're a killer, you have blood all over you? Why won't they do that?
I think it might be a combination of just typical politics, and maybe like an abused child syndrome or Stockholm syndrome.
Or maybe the Democratic senators are almost as bad as the Republican senators?
You know what? I think you might be right there, too, with the exception of Barbara Boxer and a few others.
There's some Democrats who still deserve to wear the label Democrat, but they in the House and the Senate, but they're getting fewer and fewer and further and further between where you can pick them out, and that's the part that's scary. Hey, can I get you to hold on a second?
Oh, sure.
All right, we got to do a break here. We'll come back because I know you've been holding on a long time. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Stay with us.
They said we've been looking for illegal immigrants. Can we check your car? Say nothing. Funny, I think we were on the same boat back in 1694. And I said, hey, la 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 la. Shame on you, you'll be dancing. La la la.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Orrick owners know that if something ever goes wrong with their vacuum, they can call me or go into any one of my Orrick stores, and if we can't fix it the same day, we'll loan you one to use. But what if something goes wrong with one of those superstore vacuums? Who are you going to call? The cashier? What does she know about fixing vacuums? Call me at 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Isn't spring great? Colors are in bloom everywhere. Pink petunias in the yard, red roses in the garden, soft lilac in the bedroom.
Bedroom?
I let color bloom in my room with Ace Royal Paint. They've got thousands of colors to choose from, or they'll match any color you want.
Oh, so my kitchen could match my marigolds.
Sure.
And my bedroom, tulips.
Tell us how you let color bloom, and you could win a $1,000 gift card and have your room star in an Ace ad. Plus, save $5 on every gallon of Ace Royal Paint. See your local Ace, the helpful place, for details. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Contest ends 7/31/05. Void where prohibited.
Mornings at Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Righties are really good at asking the straight question for yes, no. Are they closing VA clinics in America? And the answer is yes. Are they reducing benefits? The answer is yes. Are they fully funding veterans' benefits? And the answer is no.
Straight talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
This chapter is a case study of how the right lies and viciously distorts. It is the story of how the right-wing media repeats its fabrications until they echo into the mainstream press. It is a story of pure cynicism in the pursuit of power. It is the story of how the lying liars took the deaths of my friends and invented a myth that changed the 2002 elections. And the best part is, it's hilarious. No, it's not. But listen anyway. You paid for this audiobook. The Wellstone-Coleman campaign had been considered one of the most negative in recent memory. Coleman had called Wellstone a joke. He told KSTP Radio on July 7, I run against a guy who I quite often think is just the lowest common denominator. The lowest common denominator. Coleman said that Wellstone, quote, opposed any program that promised to move people from public assistance to private payrolls. Of course, that was a scurrilous lie. Paul's work in the Senate created jobs all over Minnesota. But mainly it was Coleman's proxies who played it dirty. The Republican Senate committee ran an ad called Pork,
that hit the hypocrisy jackpot. It savaged Wellstone for voting to, quote, spend thousands of dollars to control seaweed in Maui, claiming that he prioritized seaweed control over national defense. In fact, Wellstone did vote for S-1216, as did Strom Thurmond, Trent Lott, and 84 other senators. That bill did appropriate the seaweed control spending, but it also provided $21 billion for veterans' health care, $27 billion for veterans' compensation and pensions, and block grants to assist New York's recovery from 9/11.
Could you save $20 a week for your future?
Verini Palladino of the American Savings Education Council.
You don't need big money to accumulate big savings. Small amounts saved regularly over time can really add up thanks to compound interest. Start saving today. Your life, your choices. Choose to save.
Visit www.choosetosave.org for tools to help you prepare for your financial future. That's choosetosave.org.
Choose to save.
Online, anytime, anywhere. Just go to themike921.com. Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour. Thanks, as always, to the crew who assisted in putting this program together. Our engineers in New York City, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. David Fizikas, also in New York City, who answers the phone and screens your calls. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Elgin, Illinois, Mark Marshall in New York, Jim in Arkansas, and of course our senior executive producer here, Catherine Bay. Yeah, I add the senior, Kathy, and you get an extra $50 a month in your pay envelope. What's this? Jerry is calling from South Carolina. All right, Jerry. Wait a second. I was talking with Paul in New Jersey. I'll get to Jerry in a minute. Sorry, Paula. Go ahead.
That's okay, Mike.
My bad.
That's okay. What I was going to say, when you were playing the clips from the Negroponte hearings earlier, and he made a statement to the effect that he would, you know, force his agents to obey the law. Within the confines of the law. And then I thought about what that law is.
Right.
The Patriot Act?
I think so.
And what that empowers the government to do?
That's right. Or any interpretations laid down by his buddy Gonzalez before Gonzalez became Attorney General. Nice, huh?
And you know what? He actually scares me more than John Bolton.
Oh, he does. Negroponte is a true wet operations man. I mean, he's had blood, other people's blood, on his hands all the way up to his elbows. He is a scary-looking man to begin with, but when you know his history, then he becomes, I don't know, like Goering or Himmler or some of the Nazis who wreaked so much damage on this planet 70 years ago. It's awful.
I mean, that's what I've thought about, and I go out every day armed with, you know, I have my nation subscription and my membership to the ACLU. I'm like, what does that do to me?
Put you at risk?
What kind of list am I on now? Where am I going to wind up? Am I going to wind up in Guantanamo Bay?
I mean,
why don't we call that what it is?
I know.
It's a concentration camp.
Of course it is.
No one, I haven't heard anybody call it that, but that's what it is.
And we're establishing in Afghanistan actual death camps. Are we using Zyklon B? No. We're doing it a little bit more up close and personal, and not yet to the extent that the Nazis did. What we are doing is beating people to death. And only a few. I mean, I'm certainly not going to compare to the 6 million or the 8 million who were executed by the Nazis in the death camps. But in Afghanistan, we have established. I read an article just the other day the title of which, it's all, I'm getting the title wrong, but the title was the fact that Afghanistan has become just one big prison, that the United States, using the prison industrial complex that's just clamoring for more meat over here, we're setting them over there and paying them with taxpayer money, and there's no rules over there. So if they have a prisoner who stumbles in line getting his gruel, they'll take him out and beat him to death, and nobody cares, and there's no record, and nobody knows. We are becoming a terrorist nation, and it's really frightening to me. It is so frightening to me, Paula. And this is not the country that members of my family fought and died for, and it's not the country that I feel comfortable living in very much longer.
Me either, Mike. Me either. And I'm afraid, you know what, we've fallen into the abyss. I'm really concerned that there's no turning back now.
But stay in touch.
I will, Mike.
Thanks, Paula.
No problem. You have a great night.
Okay, you too. All right, can we get this guy on? Jerry is calling from South Carolina. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Hey, the first time I've listened to your show, I got one of my...
You listen every night. What do you want?
Well, I'll start listening every night. One of my friends... The reason I called was, the only thing that you've said tonight that really kind of bothers me is, why is it that any gay who is conservative is self-loathing? I hear that about black people, too.
I don't know. Why you answer it. You see it. You see it. You see it, you see it happen all the time. You answer it.
I don't think they are self-loathing.
All right. Well, let me ask you. Let's take Finkelstein. Let me ask you. Don't interrupt me, or I'll move on to somebody else. Don't interrupt. That's very impolite. You got to show a few manners, just a few on this program. Self-loathing. A man who spends 40 years, like Finkelstein did, working for monsters like Jesse Helms, who believed the only good queer was a dead queer. A guy like Finkelstein, who has done everything in his power to organize anti-gay legislation, anti-gay this, anti-gay that, and then turns out he's gay and marries his partner. You don't call that self-loathing? What the hell do you call that?
I call it having a difference of opinion.
Oh, Jesus. Goodbye. Get out of here. Get out of here, Jerry. I can't stand people like you. Difference of opinion, you twerp. How do you have a difference of opinion with yourself on that level without being schizophrenic? Go away, Jerry. Call Limbaugh. Jesus. See, it happens every time. Every single time. Jerry is an obvious gay basher. He hates queers. He hates everything about them. He agreed with everything on my program except the queer thing. Oh, piss off, okay? You guys are, spotting you is like spotting a lighthouse on a clear night off the coast of Massachusetts. Huh? Where did that come from? I really love your program, Mike, but you know, you said something. Oh, go away. Go away. Go away! Thanks for participating tonight, even the last freak, and all you lurkers. This guy decided, well, I think I'll do what he says. I'll call him. Yeah, okay. But we appreciate the lurkers. It's like ballast around the program, you know what I'm saying? Like dead weight. And for normal people, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. Take care, all right? I'll see you tomorrow night. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Air America Radio.
News about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. Oh, oh, eesh, ah. So fight back with Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Maximum Strength Medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray for victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Victory over defeat.
Big Ed. Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Sometimes when you read the headlines, it can be tough to figure out just exactly what the mainstream media is saying. So as you know, we have the iNews 5000 Wi-Fi headline translator. So let's crank this baby up and feed it some headlines. New Burger King breakfast.